Thank you so much to my panel. Absolute pleasure. Martin Kettle, Associate Editor at The Guardian. Culver Ranger, former advisor to Boris Johnson, now Vice President. Let's put the full title in. Public Affairs and Strategic Communications at the global technology firm Atos. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your take on the week's news. Coming up, of course, it's heading to 1 o'clock and the news. Before that, let's find out what John Holmes has got in his show this afternoon. Hello, John.
Hello, Julia Hartley-Brew. I'm going to take your present back now. I've heard all of that. So,
yeah. You haven't had time to buy presents because you're doing, I think, 3 different radio shows today.
That's correct, yes. Got to put...
I think we're all amazed that even one radio station wants you. The fact that 3 do...
It's a fair point. Today, speaking of people that hate it, we have a usual on a Friday. What we do, we take the text and the tweets that we get from the haters and the trolls. Instead of ignoring them or reporting them to the authorities, we give them to a man called Con. He reads them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. That's a feature we call wordplay condescending.
Loving it. This is the boy. The boys are loving this.
Yeah.
You see, someone finds you funny.
Yeah, look at that. And we'll be talking about Black Friday, obviously.
Obviously, this time is at 12:58. Coming up to the top of the hour. This is Talk Radio. John's with you after 1 o'clock. I'm back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a fabulous afternoon. A fabulous weekend. Don't spend too much, folks. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. UK.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deafblind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to say something radical in this advert for WeBuyAnyCar.com. If you sell your car privately, you might get a better price than if you sell with us. Yep, I said it. But ask yourself this. How much do you value your evenings and weekends? Is it really worth giving up so much of your time for a little extra money? No? Then join the thousands of motorists who sell with us quickly and easily every week. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 1 o'clock, it's Friday. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Yes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, serial killer will never leave prison, football abuse cover-up and calm bargain hunters.
Talk Radio.
A serial killer has been told he'll die in prison for murdering 4 young men he met through gay dating apps. 41-year-old Stephen Port was also convicted of 4 rapes committed at his flat in London. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
He poisoned his victims with date rape drug GHB and then had sex with them while while they were unconscious. After killing them, Port left three of their bodies at a nearby graveyard in Barking and tried to cover his tracks. The judge here described him as wicked and monstrous. There were cheers from a packed public gallery when Port received a whole life sentence.
A former youth footballer says he believes there's been a massive cover-up of a paedophile ring in the sport. Jason Dunford, who claims he was abused by ex-Crewe youth coach Barry Bennell, says he thinks the situation will be worse than the Jimmy Savile scandal. It comes as the founder of anti-prejudice in football organisation Kick It Out, Lord Ouseley, has told Talk Radio there are still people in the sport who can't be trusted.
We know that people who are determined predators will find a way of finding those that are most vulnerable. And part of what we've got to do as a society is help families, but also being able to identify those who are most vulnerable.
Two former prime ministers say the British public should be given a vote on the deal the government negotiates to leave the EU. Tony Blair and John Major say there should be a referendum on whether people agree with the terms. A Labour peer has died after being knocked off his mobility scooter outside Parliament last week. Lord Blackburn, who was 87, was crossing a road in Westminster when he was hit by a van last Wednesday. And it's predicted shoppers will spend almost £2 billion on Black Friday deals. Many people have gone online, though, to get their bargains. This has not been a repeat of the chaos 2 years ago when brawls broke out over cut-price tellies.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly fine and dry with some sunny spells. Freezing fog patches in the north may be slow to clear. However, it'll be windy in the south. Highs of 10 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says he feels supported by the club's owners despite sitting just a point above the Premier League's relegation
zone. Let's
fade
that down a minute, Chloe. You sure went straight into that there.
Form. Crystal Palace striker Luke Remy's out for another 2 to 3 weeks after picking up
Chloe's,
a calf problem.
Chloe's got engaged, so her mind's elsewhere. That's
well, you were also elsewhere.
Headphones, thank you.
It wasn't my headphone.
It was Con's headphones.
Con's headphones. But you were elsewhere when the sport was starting. You were too busy kicking and throwing coats off chairs.
Well, Con used to have my coat on the floor, so I went to fetch it, and then the sport started. I wasn't.
John's coat was on my chair.
What are you doing, John?
Oh, sorry, Pete's doing the sport.
As he tries to stop Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg from taking the title, the German has to finish in the top three to guarantee the drivers' championship. And England's Chris Wood and Andy Sullivan are five shots off leaders Denmark after day two of the World Cup of Golf. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Patabut. Pete Abbott there, Patabut, with the pre-recorded Patabut.
Patabut.
Patabut. Play along at home, just say Patabut.
Patabut.
Patabut. So he's got the pre-recorded sport. He'll have that throughout the afternoon. Victoria will have the news live. It's not live. I press a button, she says words. It's like a word. It's like a sound card thing. What's it called? A sound board.
Patabut.
Right, see, that's the Patabut one.
John smells funny. Funny bad, not funny good.
Right. Shall we do a Friday? Can we be bothered with anyone?
No, we may as well.
All right, as we're here, let's do a Talk Radio programme.
Talk Radio.
From the busiest cities to the quietest villages. From the front room to the bedroom. From the all-you-shouldn't-haves to the just-what-I-wanted. From the can't-thank-you-enoughs to the lost for words. Find a deal that's right for you in Amazon's Black Friday sale. Now on with new deals every day. Amazon. Sale ends 25th November. See website for full terms and conditions.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you and welcome indeed. Let's not imagine Cornelius naked. I think that's unpleasant. Maybe. We will attempt to in a minute. Make afternoons, not pies.
Do you have Victoria's parcel? Very good spin has been put on it.
It's time to play this week's edition of... Set up a brand new colony. Anyway, it's the afternoons on Talk Radio. I am Terence Bombastic.
They look jamming.
Jamming.
The fact that you use a golf club to do it, John.
There are hoops everywhere you look, there are hoops. So what's his evidence?
He goes to university and eats ice cream for breakfast.
He had it coming though, didn't he?
He certainly did, yeah.
I mean, I'm with you.
And you are with Bieber.
Yeah, I'm firmly in Bieber's corner on this one.
I was eating Monster Munch in my bed alone at 2 a.m.
It's a lovely insight.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. As once again we fight our way into the radio space, crammed with listeners all trying to listen to a bargain programme such as this on the blackest of all the Fridays. Now, I know there's not the full-on brawls as we've been hearing, as there have been in previous years, but still, Black Friday remains. How much money, Victoria, did you say it was going to make this year?
People are going to spend, I think, £2 billion.
£2 billion in a day. So if you are in a shop or some such and talk radio is playing on one of the display digital radios, and thus you're able to listen from where you're having a full-on fight to try and get the last discounted toaster, then a special welcome to you. And the good news is that in keeping with Black Friday, we've reduced not the price, but certainly the quality of today's show. Black Friday, then. Black Friday, following on from the recent Black History Month, of course, when retailers tried to sell us all cheaper history months. And the recent Black season on the BBC, recently, of course. Is much better, isn't it? Hats off to the BBC, I say. Hats off, bringing us a whole season, whereas all the shops can be bothered to organise is one Friday. If I didn't know any better, I'd say shops were racist. But, my friend, here's the message I give to you. Whatever your creed, colour, background, sexual preference, exception of some 1980s football coaches, you are welcome to this, the 1 till 4 in the afternoon on talk radio thing. I am John Holmes, and it is time to rifle through today's broadcasting bargain bin to find out what's going to be coming out of it between now and when we stop at 4. For a start, Headline Hijack, of course. Headline Hijack is very much on the way. You know by now that at 2 o'clock, Victoria will have, I'm going to call it the news, and she will say it from this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And out of that mouth will come the truth, because it's the news. However, there will also come a lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake, and we'd like you to be responsible for it. It's to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. The data indicates that people take lunch between 1 and 2 o'clock, and thus might not be listening. When they get back at 2, they hear the news, believe it, but because there's a lie in there, they believe that as well, and thus go about their afternoon believing an untruth. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's how to get in touch with us. The lines are open. We will also induct an inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. As you know, if you're lunching alone, then dry those tears of soup on a slice of bread, because we're here to help you through it. Are you a lonely what lunch? Get in touch. It's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Come on the radio for idle chit and also chat.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Bless
Thanks.
You, Victoria. Wow. Are you okay?
No.
Oh. Are you ill? Oh, you were ill a couple of weeks ago.
I was, and I'm hoping I'm not ill again.
What was that? Have you got an allergy to Cornelius?
Well, that's the first time that's happened, and he wasn't near me.
So it's all right when he is?
Like, well, he doesn't get close to me very often. And it wasn't a date.
Okay. Anyway, you could be on the receiving end, not you, receiving end of... Your chat up line.
No.
Of a gift prize. If you're lunching alone, a gift prize could be... I mean, to be honest, Victoria, actually, I mean, you. I know you don't lunch alone because you lunch in the office, but maybe we should have a feature for people who eat Monster Munch on their own in their bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do we have to bring this up again?
No.
That only happened once.
Did you like it, though?
Yeah. So much so I had two bags.
There you go. Come on. Work Experience Punditry returns. Rob joins us, previewing your films for the weekend. There's the end of the week quiz that tests your brand loyalty to this programme. The Big Debate 3. Live music as we drag a busker in off the streets. Who knows? Cass might have given her the right postcode this week and she'll get here. And we force them to perform at microphone points. The day's big stories will then be carefully analysed via the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haiku. A man called Con, he's here.
Hiya.
Yeah, he'll be in the lift reading out this week's collection of texts and tweets that we've received from the haters and the trolls. As the lift travels downwards through the building, that is the feature we call Con Descending. And, of course, it's Friday, which means it's Song Request Friday. We will take your requests for speeches and talks and play them as dedications. I traditionally am aware that music radio do this, but with music. But we can't play music because we're a talk radio station, so speeches and talks it is. Celebrate Black Friday by dancing round the electrical goods aisle of Currys to, I don't know, Dwight Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace speech to the United Nations in 1953.
Speech.
What?
Speech. Big speech.
Big speech. Big speech. Maybe you want to hear Bettina Warbug's recent TED talk on the decentralised economy and how it can facilitate trade. Simply because you know all the words and it's a banging Friday speech anthem.
So speech anthem.
So lines are open to make your requests and dedications for speeches. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Ginger Dave not producing. He's enjoying his own Black Friday. On his eye on a foreign exchange student. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
She's such fun. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hello, John.
Chloe got engaged. Congratulations.
The bride elect.
Yay. Again.
There you go. Victoria's got the news.
Yeah.
She's also got a damaged bike.
Yeah.
More of that anon. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
To celebrate Black Friday in here, we have a pensioner in the corner sitting there, and Cornelius is now going to punch her in a row over a cheap iron, just like Black Friday. How's in the shops?
My iron!
That was a pensioner. Bit weird. Okay, it's...
Oh, that hurt! Oh!
Is it a parrot?
Oh, that really hurt me!
Do you want a cracker?
Give me that iron! It's my iron!
Do you want a cracker, Polly?
Give me... It's a pensioner.
Yeah, it sounds like a parrot.
It doesn't. Oh, give me the iron!
Say Polly wants a cracker
Polly,
in that pot.
Polly wants a cracker! Polly wants an iron!
It's Black Friday. Let's start with some music. The Cure. Friday, I'm in love. You're listening to music there on a talk radio station. Confusing, isn't it? It's not confusing, though. Not when you realise we're using it as production colour to get into today's big story.
Watch the walls instead. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait.
Sunday always comes too late.
Yeah, you're spoiling it for everyone, actually. So, why would I be playing a music on to speak
a music?
A music, why?
Is it something to do with
today's big story?
Today's big story.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's the way you get into it. You play a bit of music, gets you into the story. I say it adds a little bit of production colour, and it does add production colour today. Colour being the operative word of this, I think. Do you want to hazard a guess?
Is it The Cure? Is there a cure for
no,
something?
No, there isn't. No, that's still,
what
that's
about
still around.
Retailer's woes? Is there a cure
no,
for that?
Oh, eh?
Because Black Friday.
It's Black Friday, yeah.
Black Friday.
Friday, I'm
Song's
in love.
Got Friday.
Black Friday, I'm in love with the
you
bargain.
You should have done Rebecca Black Friday. That's Rebecca Black, yeah, Song
think,
Friday.
I didn't think of that. But yes, Black Friday, I'm in love with retail items. That's how, that's why we're getting there. Because it's Black Friday, of course, as we've been hearing about in the news. So what we need to do, though, is find out just why people go bat crazy and fight each other for what is essentially just a quid off a toaster. On this, the fightiest day of the year. Although this year we're learning that people aren't necessarily going out and fighting in supermarkets with each other. It turns out that the chavs have become computer literate this year and are staying at home and doing it all online. So we're going to need an expert to talk to. Aspodcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Hi, Cass.
Hi, Cass. Could you organise a guest, an expert, a guest-bert, to talk to us about...
Don't say that. It's horrible.
About Black Friday, please. And the news that it is Black Friday. Well, that's what I want to talk to someone about.
Anything in particular? Just
Rebecca Black.
No,
you don't want her.
No, okay. just about it.
All right, yeah.
Great. You see, that's how the radio works. So it's just coming past the time, and we'll be back to talk to somebody about the latest on Black Friday. You getting involved in Black Friday? Have you bought a thing? Stay listening, and we will tell you where the biggest fights are happening in the what shops on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And new for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
So, what do we know about WeBuyAnyCar.com? They buy any car, yeah. They have a snappy jingle, bum bum bada bum, bum bum. And don't the adverts have a very charismatic presenter? No? Oh, but did you know how good WeBuyAnyCar.com is on price? Well, 7 out of 10 customers surveyed said the price they got for their car was fair. Can't say fairer than that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. amigoloans.co.uk.
Make sure you get everyone something this Christmas. Perfume for her, socks for him, a bird feeder for Grandad. But there's also someone else, someone you really shouldn't forget about. Go on, treat yourself to a £1 Game Store scratch card from the National Lottery and say, Happy Christmas to me. Games rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Well, big problems through Derbyshire at the moment. The M1 northbound is blocked at the moment due to an accident at junction 25, so do expect some big delays. Also, the M42 northbound through Warwickshire, one lane is blocked. We've got queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 3A and junction 4, and still problems in Birmingham. Bristol Road in both directions remains closed off due to a serious accident that is just between the Belgrave Middleway and Speedwell Road, with delays back to Smallbrook Queensway. I'm Poonam Verma.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's a Friday. Hello. And look, some of your reactions are coming in. You know that you can react. If you've got a reaction, we are more than happy to take it off your hands. You know those adverts for WeBuyAnyCar.com that you were listening to there with James Corden, who obviously, you know, needs the money. Then it's like that, but we take your, we don't buy your reactions. We'll take anyreaction.com from you.
Sorry, so that's quite like that.
Yeah. And put it on the radio. So if you've just got a reaction, you know, just send it here. We'll take anyreaction.com.
Lots coming in, John. John, what we have to remember is that the alt-right will have absolutely no effect if the keyboard shortcut is anything to go by. Mm. John, I'm certain that the media are subconsciously putting the idea of drugs into our minds in order to simplify us and control us. That's from Mary Joanna, thank you for that, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Keep your thoughts coming in. So it's the big it's today's big story. So we've had Black History Month, we've had the BBC's Black Season of programmes, and now we've arrived at Black Friday, the one day of the year when we're all treated to the spectacle of pensioners beating each other to bits over cheap kettles and chavs fighting to the death over the last discounted flat-screen television in Asda. What a time to be alive. But the question is, why do people who ordinarily are quite content to shuffle round Asda in their slippers and jeggings, contentedly lowing at the scratch cards, suddenly go bat crazy mental at the prospect of getting £3 off something with a plug on it? And are the bargains real, or just a cynical retail ploy to lure C2DE people into fighting each other in supermarkets? On the line to tell us all things Black Friday, because it's all that anybody is talking about today, of course, is Christian Lane. He's the CEO of Smarter. It's a British smart home technology company. But he knows about all sorts of things. He knows about Black Friday, don't you, Christian?
Hello, yes. Nice to be on the show.
It's lovely to have you. Thank you very much for being here. So, Black Friday, I mean, now it's as traditional as Christmas. So why do we go so big for it? Why do we go mad for Black Friday, Christian?
I think, obviously, it's a tradition brought over from the US that we've kind of embraced.
Yep.
We love a bargain. I think that has a huge impact on things. But Yeah, it's something that we've been doing for the last kind of 5 or 6 years now, and we've just kind of got caught up in it. And as long as we can get our favourite products at a discount, then, yeah, everybody's happy.
Is it a discount, though? Because there's obviously talk this morning about whether or not shops artificially, not just shops, of course, online retail as well, artificially hike their prices in advance of Black Friday, so it looks like we're getting a better bargain when Black Friday arrives. Yeah, is there any truth in that?
I don't think they're allowed to artificially hike it, but I think what we need to be wary of is people selling old stock, so making sure that you're getting the latest model, not buying something that's last year's product. So as long as you've got the latest stuff, then getting a discount on that, and as long as it's something that you genuinely wanted for Christmas, then kind of the customer wins, really.
Because the trick is, I suppose, it's almost to get people to buy things they didn't necessarily want at all because it looks like a bargain.
Yeah, exactly. I think false representation on that is something that we need to be quite wary of.
Yeah.
Just making sure that it is the latest stuff.
Right. And why is it called Black Friday? I mean, as you say, it came from America, but why did it have that name?
I'm not entirely sure where the name came from. I know that it was a tradition for Thanksgiving so that it kicks off the Christmas season.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's even something like Cyber Monday now that they do the following Monday after Friday just to encourage sales in the lead up to Christmas, which I think is quite a quite good concept. As long as it's encouraging Christmas sales, I think what we need to be wary of is deals happening before Black Friday. So if they happen a week before or 2 weeks before, retailers obviously competing with each other, that's where it becomes quite dangerous and we start seeing an erosion on discounts.
Yeah.
But as long as everything happens from Friday onwards, then I think it's quite an encouraging thing.
And the level, I mean, Victoria's here. Victoria, what was the figure on Black Friday? Was it today that they reckon what's going to be spent?
It's £2 billion.
£2 billion. So that's £2 billion in a day, Christian. I mean, that is significant, isn't it?
It is significant. I think it's actually about a third of what they do in the US. That gives you some idea on how big it is for us as a country, bearing in mind the US retail business is kind of 10 times what we do here.
Yeah.
So it's got huge momentum over the last couple of years. I think there's a statistic somewhere to say that a third of UK retail sales are done on this weekend alone. So it's a big weekend for retailers. I know that... A famous retailer in Germany, their website's just crashed, which is big talk now in the retail world. So they're going to lose out on a lot of money just from that website crashing. So people are actually relying on this weekend as a big part of their sales.
You'd think people would sort of see it coming and shore up their websites. Because John Lewis crashed last year as well during this?
It could have been John Lewis, yeah. I think now that more people are shopping online, traditional retailers like John Lewis aren't quite geared up to do this stuff online, especially over one weekend.
It's a shame as well, really, because if more people are going online, we're seeing fewer fights in supermarkets, and for me that was the most entertaining part of Black Friday. that footage of pensioners smacking the hell out of each other to get a kettle was quite exciting.
I think it's watching what happens in the States. I think we're trying to reenact it over here. But if you are going to fight over a product, make sure it's a Wi-Fi enabled kettle. I think Currys are doing some good deals on it at the moment.
Right, yeah. And any advice for anyone listening to this? Someone listening to this might now currently be in a fight in a supermarket, let's say an Asda, and might well be listening to this now. Any tips to help them win that fight?
I think as long as they grab the kettle first, forget the toasters, forget everything else,
make sure that
they're first in line for a kettle, then you don't really need to fight over anything else.
Right, and are you an advocate for, I mean, because pensioners could be trained for this, maybe you've heard of Tough Mudder, you know, the tough assault course people get training, people going to training for these things to do marathons. I wonder if we should instigate a program of pensioner training just to toughen them up for this very difficult weekend of violence for them.
Well, this could be a new business concept. It could be like a pre-Black Friday training camp.
Yeah.
We could run it a week before Black Friday and get everyone hyped up. We make sure that websites are safe and secure to shop online. We can make sure that people are geared up to go in the stores. You could be on something.
Yep, right, tooled up. Right, good. All right. Christian, thank you very much. That's Christian Lane. He's the CEO of Smart. It's a British smart home. technology company knows all about Black Friday and fighting, it seems. So good advice there. If you are listening to this from a fight, then that's what Christian said there on this programme. Get the kettle first and then use it as a weapon. Why not? Right, your thoughts on Black Friday. Are you in a fight right now over a television? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
In the next half an hour, we'll meet someone lunching alone and induct them into the Talk Radio in the afternoon to Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's the Lonely Lunch Club. Plus, Headline Hijack on the way. Just after 1:30, Victoria, though, has the news.
Talk Radio.
Cheshire Police say detectives investigating child sexual abuse linked to football have received allegations against more than one person. The NSPCC has passed the details on after setting up a dedicated hotline for players who've survived attacks. All are described as non-recent. Serial killer Stephen Port will spend the rest of his life behind bars for murdering four men he met on gay dating sites. His victims' families cheered and clapped as the judge said the 41-year-old would die in prison. One of those killed was Jack Taylor, who was 25. His sister Donna spoke briefly outside the Old Bailey.
We finally have justice for our Jack and the other boys. That sick, twisted scumbag will never be able to hurt or destroy anyone else's family or life. Our Jack can finally rest in peace. We will always be completely heartbroken as a family.
17 police officers are being investigated over potential failings in the case. The bodies of two men have been found following a fire in the Chinatown area of Manchester this morning. The flames are now contained and an investigation has started to find out what caused it. Jaguar Land Rover has confirmed it's looking at making electric vehicles in the UK, which could create thousands of jobs. The car giant says it wants to make Britain a global centre for battery research and development. And retailers say they're extremely busy as we've gone a £2 billion Black Friday spending spree. Half of the sales are expected to be made online. The weather mostly fine and dry with some sunny spells. Freezing fog patches in the north may be slow to clear, but it'll be windy in the south. Highs of 10 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
There's a text for you somewhere. I'll dig that out.
Oh.
Yeah. Bonus news.
Yes.
Today.
It's a good one today.
In an hour.
Yeah.
Animal.
Animal.
We're on to animal news. Victoria's news, of course, shorter than it used to be, so she has to make the time up at 2:30 with bonus news.
I've been sent a story which I'm really excited to.
Who sent it to?
A colleague. It's to do with animals and baking.
Is it to do with cooking an animal?
No.
Baking an animal.
No.
John, listen.
No one died.
Cooking is baking, Cornelius.
Baking is cooking, more
that,
like.
That is more like, you're wrong, John. Cornelius is right on this occasion. I know it seems unusual.
All right.
For some request Friday, says David Edwards on Twitter, I'd love to hear a collection of Victoria messing up her news bulletin.
Oh, thanks. Way to make me feel good.
David Edwards.
I always feel good.
David Edwards.
When it's highlighted my inadequacies on this show. Yep, I really like working on it.
Victoria's back in an hour with bonus news.
Yeah. And less than that.
Fewer.
25 minutes or so.
With actual news. And Headline Hijack, importantly, yeah. Of course. When your mouth, this mouth. Will say a massive lie out of it. As part of the news. It's a lie we'd like you to make up, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. 87222 is the
start name. Your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then. So, Headline Hijack, you know about. You've got 25 minutes. That is how... You know what? 24 minutes. That's how long it is till 2 o'clock. And that's when a made-up news story will be in the news, as you know. Now, the other thing is Lonely Lunch, right? So, Lonely Lunch, if you are lunching alone. This is where we help you. We... Reach a helping hand out of the radio and hold yours. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, then we can make your lunchtime fewer lonely. The number? It's not a number, it's an email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. Get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Ask Broadcast will call you back. You will not understand a word she says because she is angry and northern. But somebody will, if there's a sort of squeaking, angry noise on your phone, that's Cass ringing you back. Don't forget, harass Cass as well. We should do that today. I like.
Yeah.
If you, speaking of Cass, now a while ago on this number 03444991000 03444991000 is our new number, and it's cheaper than it used to be, and it means it's, what is it, national rate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just how much it costs to call a normal number.
There you go. But if you've got a part of a bolt-on package on your own phone, it won't cost you anything extra.
It's part of your minutes.
Part of your minutes. So the feature, the occasional feature, harass Cass.
I ain't got time for that today.
Even funnier.
No. Come in here and say that.
No. 03444991000 to harass Cass. She has to answer the telephone, so if you call her, she'll literally just have to pick the phone up and be polite at you. She's polite for about the first five calls, and after that she gets livid. Just be aware of that. She might swear at you. Anyway, harass Cass. You won't come on air. It doesn't matter. It's just to annoy her. Hashtag harass Cass. And it won't cost you anything, apart from your standard network rate. All inclusive, if you've got your minutes. 03444991000. Why not? Harass Cass. Anyway. Headline hijack. Lots coming in. Thank you for them. Made up news stories. One of them will be in the news at 2 o'clock. It could well be yours. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Ron, who says a think tank calling themselves the PC Brigade have managed to shut down several different shops on Oxford Street this morning, campaigning against the use of the term Black Friday. The group have been rallying for a change to the name of the sale and have recommended Quinoa is Great Day. Or Corbyn is our leader day.
Right, thank you. And, sorry, I was looking forward to one. Here's one. Worrying figures have shown that since Brexit, there's been a sharp increase in the number of celebrities being attacked. Strictly's Gorka Marquez, of course, Kim Kardashian and George Galloway, who had glitter thrown at his hat, are all banding together to start a new campaign called Hashtag Protect the Stars, which is going to be raising money for extra security for anyone who's been on the television more than five times. The government have pledged to match any contribution. That's Protect the Star. They do need protecting. I mean, Galloway, someone threw some glitter at George Galloway.
Yeah, I saw the video.
What a shocking...
Yeah.
I think it made him look friendlier. Anyway, that came in from Steve. Thank you, Steve. So, made up news stories. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
And your text will cost 25 pence. Is that right?
Yeah, plus your standard network rate.
All right. And you can use Twitter @TalkRadio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And there we are. So, that's lines are open for that. 20 more minutes to get your stories to us. And, of course, a lonely lunch coming next. And we'll meet a lonely luncher, induct them into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, and bestow on them a magnificent gift prize. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle, credit approvals by 31st of December 2016, Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, big problems through Derbyshire at the moment. The M1 northbound is blocked at the moment due to an accident at Junction 25, so do expect some big delays. Also, the M42 northbound through Warwickshire, one lane is blocked. We've got queuing traffic due to an accident between Junction 3A and Junction 4, and still problems in Birmingham. Bristol Road in both directions remains closed off due to a serious accident that is just between the Belgrave Middleway and Speedwell Road, with delays back to Smallbrook Queensway. I'm Poonam Verma.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer.
Woohoo!
Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's quarter to a time now, and you are listening to Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. And all the big stories, of course, Blair saying that he wants to become involved in Brexit. John Major has also spoken out saying there should be another referendum on Brexit deals. And the front of the Sun newspaper today is a running battle between kids and cops. Have you seen the front of the Sun? Kids versus cops. Now, I think this was in an Asda where it's Black Friday, of course, and loads of kids wanted some white goods like a fridge and stuff, and then the cops went shopping and there was one fridge left and it was discounted, so there was a massive battle between the kids and the policemen.
I think you've made this story up,
John. Trying to get the fridge.
What was it? It was the children were all trying to buy the same policeman.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I did misread it, yeah. Oh, it was a discounted policeman.
Yeah, that's correct.
I see, I understand now. And then footballers. So there's a lot of news around, isn't there? So the thing is, though, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
really?
It.
Really? Right, well, allow us to help you, because what we do is lead you through the stories with deep analytical insight. And we do that by taking the stories and subjecting them to the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present, and proudly mind, the news in haikus.
No pay rises for 13 years working here. I'll be homeless by then.
The news in haikus. You won't be homeless, will you? Because your mum and dad own most of London. Because you're rich. You're from rich stock, Cornelius.
Come on, that's not
they
true.
They own Beckenham.
It's exaggeration, isn't it?
Did they pay to put you through university?
Yes, okay. But I also worked while I was at university.
Yeah, yeah.
So that contributed towards
it. Yeah. On your father's estate?
No, it wasn't. It was in a Swarovski crystal shop. It's well documented.
That he owns?
He doesn't own Swarovski.
Anyway, that's the news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
He hasn't got any estate. Anyway, it's a... it's a Ferrari.
Your dad's got an Escort.
You should see the emissions. And so we arrive at the mouldering bit of red door. That marks the entrance to the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. The point of it, I shall tell you, it's where the Lonelies What Lunch gather together to become inducted into our Lonely Lunch Club. Each and every day we meet someone lunching alone. They come on the radio, they tell us why they find themselves on the receiving end of a gift prize. But before that, our aim is to simply make them fewer lonely by engaging in idle chit-chat. On the phone today is someone. She's called Rishma. Hello, Rishma.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I am good. I'm hungry. How are you?
You're hungry.
Yes.
I see. Now, doing the math, Rishma, as I have, it's just gone 1:45. That is almost 3/4 hour into the traditional lunch time. So why have you waited so long?
Well, I thought I'd call you and then eat.
Oh, okay, all right. That's fair enough. Why are you lunching alone?
Because I work shifts, and so if I don't lunch alone, I don't really eat. So I have to.
Yeah, that's fair enough as well. So, what do you do when you work?
I work as a journalist, so I work from about 3:00 in the afternoon.
All right. And where do you journal?
OK Magazine.
Ooh. Right then. So you know all about the show business.
I hope so.
Great. So, tell us about... have you got any insights into talk radio presenter and I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here man, Martin Roberts?
I love him.
Do you?
I absolutely love him. I might be the only one.
Oh, I think you are.
Oh.
No, Martin Roberts, of course, does a show here on Talk Radio at the weekends, and he's currently in the jungle. Why do you love him, Rishma? Why?
Because he's fun. He's there to stir it up, and it was a bit boring before he came in.
Yeah.
So he's playing pranks, he's throwing strops.
Yeah.
He's making good TV.
He's been on this show a couple of times with us, and I find him to be a very nice man. But I know, obviously, he's in the jungle. I know you're an expert at these things. Do you watch the I'm a Celebrity programmes and consider that work? Is that, can you write that into your shift?
Yeah.
Can you? So you get paid for watching television?
Well, it's on as we work, and we take some time out to watch trials and stuff.
Yeah.
As an office.
Yeah. Okay, and how long have you been working in the arena of glamorous show business?
Coming up to a year next.
Coming up to a year next. So, What did you? I mean, is this kind of something you always wanted to do, Rishma, to work in this the field of showbiz journalism? I mean, what's your background there?
Yeah, showbiz journalism. When I was very young, I wanted to be an actress, but then my audition for Harry Potter went quite wrong. So
your audition for Harry Potter went wrong.
Yeah.
Did you go for the part of Harry?
I could have done. Yeah. It may have suited me better than the part I went for.
What did you go for?
I went for Luna.
Yes.
And I queued up for 7 hours and said one line and got told no.
Oh, that's harsh, isn't it? Can you remember what the line was?
I just had to say my name and where I was from, and that was it. They didn't like me.
That's not an audition.
Did you say your name?
I said my name.
Yeah, you were supposed to say Luna.
Is that where I went wrong?
Yeah, sort of the first bit of acting that.
Because actors often play characters, not themselves, don't they? So you could have gone in and said, hello, I'm Luna, and I'm from Hogwarts, and then you might have nailed it.
If J.K. Rowling's listening now, I'm really sorry.
She's a big fan of the show. Hi, J.K.
I heard she is.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so that's all good idle chit-chat, which is the point of the exercise, of course. As you know, Lonely Lunch Club is there for you. It is there to help you through your lonely lunch. That is what we're for. Any subject you like, we can idly chit and chat about. Okay, that's now where we're going next, because it's as though we were a work colleague that you don't know very well or even like much, but you're forced into a conversation because you're both standing near the photocopier. Rishma, what areas do you want us to sort of wade in on?
I think that we should talk about Black Friday.
Black Friday, good.
Big thing for today.
Absolutely topical. Very good. Have you spent anything, any money? It's more than £2 billion to be spent today. I think it's a third of all retail transactions take place over this weekend in the year. Have you indulged, Rishma?
I did. At about 2 a.m. I panicked, bought a laptop.
Okay, so might be the kind of person that this is aimed at, because the problem is it's stuff that no one needs being bought just because it's discounted slightly. Did you need a laptop?
No.
Why did you go for a laptop then? Why not something else? Why that?
It's for my mum, because she's using mine.
Well, that's all right. That's a gift.
Yeah, it's a bit of an expensive gift.
Yeah, you're regretting it now.
A little bit.
Yeah. But you're not the kind of person to go down to a shop and have a fight with a pensioner over a kettle.
Oh, we do need a kettle, though. Maybe.
I mean, it depends on the kettle, it depends on the size of the pensioner, I'd imagine. We were talking about this earlier, and how maybe there should be training courses set up for, like physical training courses for pensioners who go down to Asda's and have a fight over the last kettle in the shop, or, you know, chavvy people who have a scrap over a widescreen television. And I just wonder, maybe they spend a year in training, because it all comes down to physical violence at the end, doesn't it?
But I don't think the old people need anything. They've got the walking sticks.
Are you suggesting they should use that as weaponry?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Interesting thought. How do you think Martin Roberts from Talk Radio's Weekends and I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here would handle himself in a scrap, in your professional opinion?
I think he'd just talk them down. He'd use his words.
You don't think he's...
And maybe throw some water over them.
You don't think Martin Roberts is tasty with his fists?
Not really.
Okay. That's the expert opinion there. Of Martin Roberts' chances in a fight. Rishma, as you are our guest and are now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, two things must now happen. One is you have to tell us what you're going to have for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So do that.
I'm going to have probably some chips.
Strong Friday choice, good. And now you find yourself on the receiving end of a Talk Radio in the Afternoon Lonely Lunch Club gift prize. What you'll hear very shortly is some gift prize music, and then you'll hear a list of gift prizes. It's our way of welcoming you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Here comes the prize music. And a list of gifts is as follows. You get to choose one. It's like your own Black Friday that you're taking part in, Rishma. In the, you know, imagine a shelf in front of you now with all of these I'm going to say, things on the shelf, and you haven't got to battle any people dressed in jeggings and their slippers down Asda's to get hold of any of this. There's no pensioners fighting over it. It's simply you and a shelf, and here come the prizes you can choose from.
A Talk Radio mug.
If it's anything like the Talk Radio office, the mug will be too loud to work in, according to Gilo, who works in the Talk Radio office. Well, works in the corridor next to the Talk Radio office.
Well, you say works.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
On a week that has been dominated by people from my old schools being on my train, today it was Harry Lawrence, a man who is on my train every day but doesn't nod hello to me.
A Talk Sport mug.
Now on Talk Sport, Yasser Arafat is in for Jacob, so switch over now to listen to Hawksby and Arafat discussing all the footballing news, which is quite depressing at the moment.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
A book written by the man sat adjacent to me that reveals much about men that he's been cast out of the gender by the Brotherhood.
That's right. Tomorrow, by the way, I will be appearing at London's South Bank for the Being a Man Festival, talking about stuff like that. That's from 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, whatever. Hurry
okay,
up.
Fine.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is playing a game of which stump is the best stump. Currently leading is the middle stump.
Good.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former TalkSport employee and current presenter of Fighting Talk Radio's best sports speech show after Ray Stubbs on TalkSport 2. Features on a calendar including contributors from his show, most of which were let go when Jim White joined the station.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And thanks to a typo in an email, our busker didn't turn up last week, leading to a poor quality video of us as a production team performing as a band, in which the cameraman Luke sang over the video for some reason and then uploaded it. Then we made him take it down and put it up again with the radio output dubbed over it. We're still waiting for it to be re-uploaded.
And he's literally not talking to Cornelius anymore, who pointed all of this stuff out to him.
Anyway, another typo meant we have a colander to giveaway.
Correct. Right, out of those things, imagine the rush for those on a Black Friday. Now, Rishma, what are you screaming towards to keep on this busiest of retail days?
Well, as great as they all sound,
yeah,
and they do,
yeah,
please can I have the colander?
Yes, that's popular recently, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, a Talk Radio colander. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's just a colander we got from a cheap shop, which I've written Talk Radio on the side on it with a Sharpie. But yes, it is yours. It will wing its way over to OK Magazine. Rishma, thank you very much indeed. That's Rishma. She's been inducted now firmly, I think you'll agree, into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If that's you, if you want to get in on the action and be on the receiving end of one of those gift prizes, there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. In the next bit of the programme, work experience punditry Rob is here to review the films, or preview the films for you, for the weekend. There is, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. A man in a lift called Con, hello, will be travelling downwards through the building, reading out the texts from the haters. That is in a feature called Condescending, and as we mentioned, their live music as a busker attempts to get here, despite Cass sending her the wrong address like she did last week. All of that to come between now and four on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits. Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
This month at TradePoint, it's tool time with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, only £79. Offer ends 23rd of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. TradePoint!
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
The Black Friday deals have arrived at The Perfume Shop. Calvin Klein's CK2 Eau de Toilette 50ml is now only £16.99, saving £22 on the RRP of £39, while stocks last. Black Friday deals all week at The Perfume Shop.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more football abuse claims. Life means life for serial killer and peer dies after crash.
Talk Radio.
Police investigating claims of sexual assault within football have received allegations against more than one person. A string of former professional footballers have come forward over the last fortnight and a helpline has been set up. Cheshire Police says a growing number of disclosures have been made to the force. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says parents with kids in youth teams should not panic.
I do not think that from one example, you know, you can question the whole the hundreds and thousands of coaches. What is good is that it comes out and people are not unpunished and conscious that there are things that cannot be accepted.
A serial killer who drugged and murdered four men he'd met on gay dating apps has been told he'll die in prison. Stephen Port lured them to his flat in London to satisfy his sexual fetishes. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from the Old Bailey.
After poisoning his victims, he'd rape them while they were unconscious. Having disposed of their bodies, Port invented a string of lies, even writing a fake suicide note on 21-year-old Daniel Whitworth. Daniel's father told the court he now lives two lives, and every day one and a separate life of grief. As Port was led away to serve a whole life sentence, a shout came from the public gallery telling Port he should be the one to suffer a painful death.
A mother and stepfather have appeared in court accused of murdering a toddler who was found with more than 100 injuries, including a bite to the chest. 2.5-year-old Jeremiah Regis from Wolverhampton was pronounced dead in hospital on Monday. The couple's been remanded into custody. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair has suggested the public could stop the process of leaving the EU if they disagree with the terms. Ex-PM Sir John Major's also backed the idea of a second referendum before the UK exits. And a Labour peer who was knocked off his mobility scooter outside Parliament last week has died. Lord Blackburn was crossing a road in Westminster when he was hit by a van last Wednesday. He was 87.
Talk Radio national weather.
Mostly fine and dry with some sunny spells, windy in southern areas with highs of 10 degrees.
What are you?
Sorry?
Sorry?
Why did you say what are you?
I only heard a bit of that, so I was just... What was the weather again? Was that the weather? Or
yes, I've just done the weather, John.
Okay.
The weather is mostly fine and dry with some sunny spells, windy in southern areas, highs of 10 degrees.
That's where I thought you were talking about yourself.
Why would you think that? I'm not the one who lets rip in this studio, unlike yesterday when I had to get the air freshener out and you were giggling, saying that both you and Cornelius had farted in the studio.
I mean, this is...
I'm just quoting John Holmes.
No, the problem, the smell around this studio, I think you'll find, is Cass, because of...
She's through the miserable window.
She is, but she eats an egg all the time.
I know,
doesn't
it's
she?
Gross. Mm.
She eats an egg.
Lots of
she knows
eggs.
It repulses me as well. I feel sorry for Chloe. She has to put up with that.
In fairness, I've not had an egg for like 2 weeks.
An egg.
An egg.
Have
for
you?
2 weeks.
An
no.
egg.
An egg.
An egg.
An egg.
I'm not going to be corrected by Victoria, who can't speak.
I have not messed up my bulletins today.
Oh, just today.
Thanks, Cass. Miss, I didn't turn up last week and accidentally texted the busker the wrong postcode.
Guys, it's Friday.
This is fun.
Well, last Friday was mess up Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah. This is going very well. I love this. Oh, dear.
Can we do the sport now?
I think we ought to.
I'm scared what Pete's going to say.
He might join in, even though he's pre-recorded. Pete Abbott. Chloe just looks frightened. As the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says he feels he has the backing of the club's owners despite the club's poor recent form. The Hammers sit just a point above the Premier League's relegation zone after taking just 1 point from their last three games. Stoke manager Mark Hughes says he can't imagine on-loan Manchester City striker Wilfred Bonny heading to China anytime soon. It's emerged he could leave in January if a permanent offer comes in from a Chinese Super League side. England cricket captain Alistair Cook says Jos Buttler will replace Ben Duckett in his side for the third test against India, which gets underway tomorrow in Mohali. Chris Wokes is in for the injured Stuart Broad. Duckett drops out only four test matches into his international career, with Buttler playing his first England game in the format for over a year. And Britain's Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has finished fastest in first practice at the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix as he tries to stop Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg from taking the title. Hamilton only has a chance of stopping him by winning the race. That's the latest sports news, powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, part of Philip Hammond's plans to boost housing will mean that every homeowner will now be given a special ISA with enough money in to build an extra floor to their homes. His plan to quite literally boost homes is set to bankrupt the country. But the Chancellor said that whilst Donald Trump is in power, we may as well get rid of all the money.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Victoria there with the live news and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening. Oh, bonus news in half an hour.
Yes.
Animal news.
Yes.
Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be, thus she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. So bonus animal news.
Animal news.
Next time she speaks. Right, Rob's in with Work Experience Punditry next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just ahead of that, though, I think it's worth finding out what one of our rival stations is up to this afternoon. Over on Radio 2, I think Matthew Bannister is sitting in for Jeremy Vine.
Thank you very much indeed, Ken. Good afternoon to you. It's Matthew Bannister sitting in all this week. On the programme this lunchtime, a leading doctor says it's wrong that gay people can buy cheese. After one, new advice for mums. It's not enough just to breastfeed Jeremy Vine. He needs solids too. And are you a builder who was castrated by a housewife? Not surprisingly, we want to hear your story. And if you've struggled with a gerbil, get in touch.
Thanks, Jeremy! And Matthew! OK, then, before we talk to Rob about films as part of today's Work Experience Punditry, don't forget it is Some Request Friday. On a Friday, on this programme, on a talk radio station, we take your requests and dedications. However, we're not allowed to play music for you because, you know, speech radio. So instead, you can request your speeches and talks. And get your request to us on 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you'd like.
Talk radio. Some request Friday. Here's one that's come in. Good afternoon. Hi, John, Con, Victoria, Cass, Chloe, Kate, Denny, Lauren, Laurie, Rebecca, Rupert, and Joe Kingsbury. Today's my and my wife's 1 year anniversary of the time we replaced all the water in our radiators with cucumber juice. It was a truly special day. To mark this momentous occasion, please could you play me the speech we were listening to at the time? It's one of our favourites. It's where former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan speaks at the 1997 MIT commencement address.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. What a Friday banging anthem that is.
I can't go a Friday without hearing that.
Actually. Well, I had it as an earworm.
Did you?
Yeah, I woke up with this one in my head this morning, so it's good to hear it out loud. So this is for Johnny, who's written it. Kofi Annan, former UN Secretary General. This is his 1997 MIT commencement address that we're playing, especially for Johnny and his wife. It's Some Request Friday.
Walking along the Charles River one day, in the middle of my first term, I reflected on my predicament. How could I survive, let alone thrive, in this group of overachievers? And the answer came to me most emphatically, not by playing it according to their rules. Follow your own inner compass, I said to myself. Listen to your own drama. To live is to choose, but to choose well, you must know who you are, what you stand for, where you want to go, and why you want to get there. My anxieties slowly began to dissolve. What I took away from MIT as a result was not only the analytical tools, but also the intellectual confidence to help me locate my bearings in new situations.
Boom! Who doesn't love that? What a speech for a Friday. Isn't it good to hear that? Oh, I know.
I had that as my ringtone in 2002.
It is an absolute banger. We play it for Johnny, who is wanting to hear it because that was the speech he was listening to when he and his wife replaced all the water in their radiators with cucumber juice, and today's the anniversary of that. Kofi Annan speaking at the 1997 MIT commencement address. It's speech and requests, talks, dedications. That's the name of the game because we're a talk radio station. We can't play music, but we can play speeches. It's Some Request Friday. And we are now knocking on the door of Rob. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Work experience punditry works like this. A work experience comes in here, and we train them up to be the next generation of broadcasters and critics. And of course, the main advantage is that we don't have to pay them. I notice you're not wearing a speaker t-shirt there today.
I'm not.
No. Did you not know it's wear a speaker t-shirt to work day?
It's passed me by.
Because BBC Six Music, it's like an old band t-shirt day.
Uh-huh.
Where you wear one of your old tour t-shirts that you got from a band, and they're doing it over there. That's what they're doing, hashtags. I mean.
Yeah, and you get to choose all the songs.
Yeah, so we're doing that, but again, because we've got new music, we're doing it with our favourite motivational speakers. As you can see, I'm wearing this one. This is Benjamin Mee, when I went to see him on tour, a motivational speaker. You remember the We Bought a Zoo? Do you remember that film?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Well, he was the man behind it, he talks about when he bought a zoo. So I'm wearing a motivational T-shirt with his face on it. It's part of wear your motivational speaker T-shirt to work day. Cornelius, what have you got?
I've got Socrates on. It annoys me because I see other people wearing Socrates t-shirts with his face on, and you just know they don't know, because obviously they're a fashion item in themselves. You know they don't know all his speeches. It's so frustrating.
I'll be honest with you. I see people wearing the Socrates t-shirt, and they were too young. They weren't even alive when he was around.
Really?
So
I always go up to them and go, "What's your favourite album by him?"
Yeah.
And they can never answer.
No, that's because he didn't make albums. He actually just did philosophy.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Oh, right. I know. But anyway, let us know what speaker t-shirt you're wearing to work today as part of wear a motivational speaker t-shirt to work day. If Six Music can do it, we can do it as well. It's fine.
Still their ideas.
Look, Rob's here. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Good. You look confused. Don't be.
I don't know what's going on.
It's fine. Rob, so you're here to review films for us, as you are on a Friday. Sometimes you're quite down.
Sometimes I am quite down. I'm not this week, though.
You've got
a bit better.
Your fashionable new haircut.
Thank you. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, look at that.
Cheers. Yeah. This is John. Yeah, come on. Right. Yeah.
Good. What films are you reviewing today?
So this week we're looking at The Music of Strangers, Napoleon, but first we're going to be looking at Lion, which is the new film with Dev Patel and Nicole Kidman. quick synopsis. Mm. It's the heart-rendering true story of Saru, a young Indian boy who was estranged from his family on a train journey to Calcutta. He ends up on the streets, he ends up in an orphanage, and he then ends up adopted by Nicole Kidman. Not actually her, but she plays the woman.
I get the gist.
In Australia, and 20 years later, he's a proper Australian bloke now, and he wants to find out where he was born, where he is, and I think we do have a clip.
I'm starting to remember.
Saru, you're a beautiful boy.
You're very proud of yourself.
A life I'd forgotten.
Are you okay?
I had another family. A mother. A brother. I can still see their faces.
What happened?
How long were you on the train? A couple of days. A couple of days.
It would take a lifetime to search all the stations in India.
Do you have any idea what it's like? How every day my real brother screams my name?
I always thought that I could keep this family together. I need you, Saru. What if you do find home and they're not even there? And you just keep searching?
I don't have a choice.
Interesting. Are you interested by that?
I am interested by that, yeah. What's it like?
It's all right. It's very blockbustery. It's very Oscar-y, if I could say that. It's definitely a film with one foot in the box office and another in the Academy Awards. So it kind of ticks all the boxes. It's a crowd pleaser. It's very melodramatic. It's a true life story.
Yep.
And it's got Nicole Kidman. So it's just, you know, everything that you really want, and it doesn't push too many buttons. But it is very, very enjoyable.
A bit like Chloe, but go on.
Well, I mean, I don't want to... I just want to say that it is so it is very good. I usually go and see quite a lot of arty, obtuse films, you know, some odd things. And so it was quite nice to get back into the fold and watch a real kind of, you know, just, you know what's going to happen. You know you're going to have a good time. But you are an emotional roller coaster anyway.
So the story of... Is it a meditation on the notion of adoption? What's it sort of driving force?
It's a meditation on the... aspect, I don't know, about finding your home.
Yeah.
There's a very weird thing. It centres all around Google Earth. This is how Saru finds his way back to India, is by using Google Earth. And this is one of the weird things, is that because so much time of it is just him scrolling through really grainy footage of rural India, it's exactly as uninteresting as that sounds. So you're kind of watching these really pixelated images, and then a close-up of Dev Patel looking really upset,
yeah,
and then another pixelated image... And he looks a little bit interested, but no, it's a different spot of land. And but other than that, though, it's pretty good. It's a pretty rollicking ride. I will say that the bloke next to me started crying at the end, and then he started clapping his hands as well.
Right.
And I think that just shouldn't be allowed.
Did you move away, or...?
Well, no, I couldn't, because I was, like, stuck in the middle with him.
Yeah.
But he was, like, wiping away his tears.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, is there? It's just an emotional film. I think men can cry, Rob.
Real men can cry. I don't want to step on your toes. I know you're doing this.
If you stepped on my toes, I might cry.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you'd be well within your rights, yeah, too. It's more the clapping aspect. It's like, he seems like the kind of person that would clap when a plane lands.
You know
what I mean?
I see your point, yeah.
And those people should be, you know, vetted like terrorists going through security.
yeah.
I think there should be a way of finding out who those people are.
I mean, was he crying and clapping at the same time? Let's be clear. Or did one lead to the other?
He kind of, you know, he started crying and then he started clapping, and it, you know, there was definitely some moisture in his hands. There was a bit of splashback going on as well. It was an entirely uncomfortable affair, and it kind of soiled the whole screening for me, really.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would have given it a 4-star, but after that...
He ruined it.
3.
3.
Yeah.
Because of the man.
That's just because of that bloke.
All right. What's it called?
Lion.
Yes. So, it's out now?
It's out in, like, January. This is, like, a preview screening.
No, fine.
But, you know, you just pop it in your diary. Lion, 20th of January. Right. Pop it down there for the new calendar you get in your... Yeah.
All right, great. So that's Rob reviewing a film that you can't see for 2 months. That's useful. Right, so in the next bit, more films with Rob, and also still to come on the programme. Of course, there's the big debate at 3 o'clock, and not only that, but we will have live music on the programme because it's Friday and we drag a busker in off the streets and force her to perform at Microphone Point. All on the way between now and 4 o'clock, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both? Half price for 12 months.
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky. Believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, all lanes have now reopened after the serious accident on the M1 northbound through Derbyshire. It was at Junction 25, but we still have congestion back to Junction 23A. The M42 northbound through Warwickshire, one lane is blocked off. Still, it's due to an accident between Junctions 3A and Junction 4. And in Birmingham, the Bristol Road in both directions remains closed off. It is due to a serious accident just between Belgrave Middleway and Speedwell Road. That's causing congestion onto Suffolk Street Queensway and Smallbrook Queensway.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer.
Woohoo!
Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10
on your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And Rob is here with film stuff for... well, I was going to say he's previewing films you can go and see at the weekend. The first one he reviews is not out until January, so good luck with that. I mean...
Hit him, Rob.
I would, but, you know. I want to get fired. Look, the next film is out this week.
That'll do.
So and it's called The Music of Strangers. You're going to love this, John. Okay. Come on, let me win you back.
Come
so
on.
The Music of Strangers, again, out this week. You can go and see it in a cinema if you want. It is a very slick, entertaining and well-researched documentary. But there has been a lot of those this year. And so I kind of went into it a bit trepidatious. Like, I've seen a lot of these. You know, there's only so many documentaries you can watch and still be like, oh, this is good. But that being said, this is very good. It's about Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist composer, who organises a disparate group of musicians from around the world. They're called the Silk Road Orchestra. So all around the world, different. You know, there's about 20 of them. And they're kind of banded together in a political way to kind of show that you can have a borderless community of artists, and they're kind of, I don't know, very politically inspired. I think we may have a clip.
Yeah, I think we probably have.
The Tangled Workshop was fantastic because we don't speak necessarily perfect English or perfect Chinese or perfect Persian, but we speak perfect music language.
Some projects, you know, at the end of it, that's wonderful. It was a great thing, but it's done. This one is different. You make a connection. You make a cultural connection. You make a connection to another human being. That's very precious.
The Music of Strangers.
The Music of Strangers. It is very good. It's got a lot of really nice music. And it features Yo-Yo Ma, who I only knew about because he was in The Simpsons once. So, you know, just a really all-round good bloke.
So the story is a cellist gathers
a load of other
musicians from around the world.
Yeah,
and is it based along the Silk Road? What's the Silk Road connection?
The Silk Road. So yeah, kind of. So there's a lot of, you know, from that Middle Eastern area. That's mostly where they're from: Iran, Afghanistan, all of that. And I think they were referred to as the Manhattan Project of Music. They had to keep themselves secret because there was American musicians playing with Iranian musicians, playing with Chinese musicians.
Yeah.
It was all very politically tense. And the idea was that they basically try and do this and make it all work in harmony to show, look, people can get along.
Yeah.
You know, happy days.
Yeah.
And they do. It's a very inspiring film. If you're feeling a bit down in the dumps because of everything that's been happening,
yeah,
watch this. You might feel a bit better.
Did you feel better when you went? Because you're often down in the dumps, as we mentioned.
I watched this and I was like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Turn in a corner.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a violin, learn to play it.
Has your life improved since, you know, you went off on one here?
Do you know what? I wouldn't use that phrase. I didn't go off on one.
Everyone through there is nodding, saying, yes, you did.
Clinically fed up, to use a well-used phrase.
Yeah.
I'm clinically all right at the moment.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, you were like, you know, just put the effort in, a couple more years,
you'll
be all right.
Everything will be all right, Rob. You know it will.
Mate.
Yeah, you seem cheery, so, you know, we just care about you.
I got a haircut, mate.
You certainly did.
That was well good.
It's quite a radical one, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah,
well,
it's quite different, you know. Anyway, alright, so, final film.
Final film is the DVD of the week, which is Napoleon. This is the epic Abel Gance-directed French silent film. It's about 3 hours long. It is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And I think we also have a clip for this as well.
I think we do.
Yeah.
And that's a clip from the silent film Napoleon.
And I think you can
from 1927.
I think you can see from that clip why it is referred to as a masterpiece of silent cinema. It is just one of the best that there ever will be. It's 90 years old. It still holds up today. It sounds amazing, which you can tell from there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you couldn't see the images, but it is one of the most beautiful films ever made. I'm not even joking with you. It is a piece of art to be treasured.
And it's just come out on...
Just come out on Blu-ray DVD.
Yeah.
You can watch it. If you've got 3.5 hours to kill,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Great. That's Rob there, cheerier than normal, so that's nice, with his review of films, one of which you can see in January, the other two you can see right about now. Rob, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Good. Right, in the next half an hour of this programme, then, there will be an end-of-the-week quiz. Somebody will have their brand loyalty to this programme well and truly tested, and... well, there aren't any prizes. But anyway, the big debate at 3 o'clock as well, and live music, of course, and a man in a lift travelling downwards through the building, reading out texts from the haters and the trolls. That is in a feature we call Condescending. Plus, of course, some more of your requests for some Request Friday, your favourite speeches and talks requested and dedicated. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's exactly 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
More than one person is being investigated by Cheshire Police over alleged sexual abuse against young footballers. A string of former players have come forward claiming to have been attacked. Cheshire Police has been passed details from the NSPCC's dedicated hotline, which it's now investigating, adding that all are non-recent. But the chair of Kick It Out, the anti-prejudice in football organisation, Lord Ousley, has told Talk Radio he believes it could still be a problem to this day.
We've got to encourage people to be confident. We've got to encourage all our young people to say, if you want to go into this sport, you're going to have to recognise there's not everyone who we can trust or rely on. We want to build that confidence, but they must feel confident as children that they can complain.
A serial killer who drugged, raped and murdered young gay men has been told he'll die in prison. 41-year-old Stephen Port has been sentenced to a whole life term for the murders of four men he met on dating websites. A nurse has been suspended for 2 months after it was found she concealed Ebola patient Pauline Kafke's raised temperature. A tribunal heard Donna Wood did it to try and speed up the airport screening process. Two bodies have been found inside a disused building after a large fire broke out in Manchester Chinatown. Police say they're investigating whether they're rough sleepers. Thousands of jobs could be created as Jaguar Land Rover confirms it's looking at making electric vehicles in the UK. The car maker wants to create a global centre for battery research and development. The weather mostly fine and dry with some sunny spells, windy in southern areas, highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yeah.
Because it's bonus news time. So Victoria's news bulletins are notably shorter than they used to be, but she gets paid the same money. It is, as regular listeners will know, the current affairs equivalent of a Toblerone, in that there's fewer of it, but it costs the same. So, to make the time up, Victoria brings us, on a daily basis, bonus news, animal, vegetable or mineral on consecutive days. Today's her favourite because it's...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
I love it so much.
I know you do.
Just doesn't get old. So first up, flirty flamingos. New research shows they have 136 dance moves to try and attract a mate. They put around 2 to 8 different poses in around 5 minutes together in a sequence designed to court a partner. And apparently the more complicated the move, the sequence, the more likely they are to attract a mate. And while the birds are monogamous, they don't mate for life. And that's why they need to find a new partner for mating season.
Right.
Every year.
Describe what they do again.
So they have different little poses.
Yes. Is this when Cornelius tries to woo you on your date?
They're not dates.
Does he exhibit a variety of poses?
I guess it's one way of phrasing it, yeah.
Yes.
Mainly drunk.
Oh. Has he ever displayed his plumage?
Thankfully not. Moving on. A pig, which was rescued from a slaughterhouse, has found a hobby in painting. Pig Casso.
Oh, God.
Who weighs 450 pounds. And I've just converted this. That's 32 stones, so she's pretty big. Lives in South Africa. And her owner says she tried to get her interest in football, but she preferred painting and is now rarely seen without a paintbrush
in her mouth. Well, now you've answered my question. Because I was going to say, how does a pig paint? A pig is an ungulate.
They have trotters.
Yes, and thus cannot...
grip.
Yes.
She has a mouth. Why did you just raise your eyebrows?
I don't know. I'm just curious as to how the...
I think you're thinking about old news stories and being a cheeky little man.
I'm not being a cheeky little man.
Cheeky little man.
exactly what you're doing. You made a business from that.
I'm just wondering how a pig paints, but how it doesn't have opposable thumbs to grip the brush, but it paints it. Have you seen any of these pig
pictures?
Are they rubbish?
They're just lines, really.
It's not. Yeah.
But apparently, the owner wants to try and sell them to try and raise money. Anyway, I've got two more stories.
Right.
A baker from South Wales has been creating cakes which look like dogs, lifelike dogs. So Jane Morris makes lifelike creations from vanilla sponge and fondant icing to look like various breeds, including King Charles Cavaliers, Bulldogs and Chihuahuas. And here's one of them. Not that our listeners can see, but that's one of the
cakes. That does look realistic.
Why don't you rub it on the microphone? And now the picture?
That was the picture. And finally, a frog has been snapped looking like Princess Leia.
That'll do.
Let me explain. Okay. So Tanto Jensen, who's from Indonesia, managed to capture the photo of his pet dumpy tree frog when two snails crawled up its head. Now, the 46-year-old from Jakarta says it also looks like it might be wearing some headphones. Fun fact, dumpy tree frogs are a popular exotic pet and they can live up to 16 years.
Rub it on the microphone. Now the picture.
That was the picture.
Okay. Victoria there with Animal
News.
You actually jumped there.
Yes, it makes me jump. Every time. Victoria, thank you very much.
Thanks, Victoria.
Stop that.
It's beyond my control.
Right, it's time for another Some Request Friday. We, as you know, on a Friday, we'll take your requests and dedications, much like a music radio station would with music, except we're not allowed to play music. We can only play speeches and talk. So get in touch if you'd like to hear a particular speech or dedication. For whatever reason, might be your birthday, might just because it's a Friday and you want to hear some great speech. This is good. This is... who wants to hear this? Everyone, that's right, because it's the speech talk of Talk Radio's breakfast producer and amateur pantomime dame Alex Farrell. He produces Paul Ross's Full Set Breakfast Show. And he's just done... he's just done an advert for West Midland Caravan's Black Friday sale.
It's his dad's company.
Oh, yeah. So his dad, who sells caravans, has got his son, who is a producer for Paul Ross and amateur pantomime dame in Tamworth this Christmas, to do an advert for his caravans. So as a special speech, talk, Some Request Friday treat for us all, here it is.
Hello, Alex here again on a cold, wet and miserable winter day. But don't worry, we've got some fantastic Black Friday deals to cheer you right up and warm the cockles of your heart, wherever they are. We've got a fantastic £500 off, £500 off the list price of many of our used caravans. So you come down between Wednesday and Sunday of this week for a special Black Friday deal and you find this on one of the caravans just there, then you've got yourself a bargain. Don't forget, you can check it all out on our Facebook page and from westmidlandcaravans.co.uk. I'm going to have to get dry. Get yourself a fantastic Black Friday deal with West Midland Caravans at both homes.
I mean, it sounds like our very own Sex Luke did the sound on that.
I don't know, I couldn't hear him.
Luke works for the web department here. He'll be in later to try and film the busker. Try being the operative word. But
he tries.
Yeah. So anyway, hi Luke. So that's Some Request Friday. Everyone wanted to hear that Paul Ross's breakfast producer doing an advert for his dad's caravan firm, I'm sure. And there he was. If you've got a speech or request, you get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. End of the week quiz on the way next. I'm John Holmes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, have we got rock and roll and entertainment news for you? Oh, yes, we have. Not only an exclusive announcement about the lineup of the next Isle of Wight Festival, rock and roll, but the greatest star... that Strictly Come Dancing has ever produced. All that and your chance to have your say on the burning issues of the day. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Better call Paul on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
My name is Ilana. I'm 35 years old. Because I want to be an actress and hopefully with help of Uber flexibility, I can become famous. It was a challenge for me, for a female driver, because from beginning I thought, oh, you know, people might react to me differently because I'm a blonde woman. I think it's a great opportunity for any woman because, you know, like some women, they don't know what to do and they have dreams to achieve and maybe they have ideas, but they don't know how to achieve it yet. And or maybe they're going towards it by studying or something like that. So I think it's a great opportunity for any female to join Uber.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deafblind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, all lanes have now reopened after the serious accident on the M1 northbound through Derbyshire. It was at Junction 25, but we still have congestion back to Junction 23A. The M42 northbound through Warwickshire, one lane is blocked off still. It's due to an accident between Junctions 3A and Junction 4. And in Birmingham, the Bristol Road in both directions remains closed off. It is due to a serious accident just between Belgrave Middleway and Speedwell Road. That's causing congestion onto Suffolk Street Queensway and Smallbrook Queensway.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Dong afternoon. What? Don't know. Bit weird. Right, okay, so in a minute, end of the week quiz. Before that, however, some of your reactions have been coming in.
Oh, lots coming in, John. Especially about Black Friday. John, for me, there's nothing more satisfying than buying a flat-screen television knowing that I suplexed some old lady to beat her getting to it. Yep. That is from Michael. And, John, I prefer to do all my Black Friday shopping from home on the internet because then I can do it naked. That's coming from a deviant.
Thank you very much indeed. And as we say, Black Friday is what we've been talking about quite a lot this afternoon, and I for one I'm very glad it's here. I mean, after we've had Black History Month, we've had the BBC's Black Season of programmes, now we've arrived at Black Friday, and I think that's only right and proper. Now the news, it's quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
I'm finished yet because of Blair saying that the Brexit, and this has involved former Prime Minister John Major as well, both of whom have said there could be a second referendum if the public want to dictate the terms of Brexit, and that's in the news this afternoon. Some children have been fighting some policemen. That's on the front of the Sun newspaper. Now, we tried to get to the bottom of this, and the reason is that it's Black Friday, and a lot of people are trying to buy a policeman, and a lot of children were just fighting over a policeman like it was a flat-screen television, and just having a fight. That's that, and also, you know, there's... The news is quite complicated. I'm ready now. The news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, neither can I, Cornelius, because it's quite complicated. So we
I can't get my head around it.
We did that. So we help you get through the news by subjecting it to the explanatory medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present to you the news in haikus.
Black Friday, my favourite day to wrestle near a pressure cooker.
The news in haikus. And if you are listening to Talk Radio this afternoon from where you're having a fight over an electronic item in a supermarket with somebody in their jeggings and slippers who ordinarily just walk round lowing at the scratch cards, but now there's a bargain to be had and thus fighting, then do let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, let us look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Of the week. It is our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Every Friday, we take bits of the show that have happened over the preceding 5 days. And all you have to do is tell us what happened next. It requires careful and dedicated listening, which is why no one really gets them right. But anyway, on the line to play this very afternoon is Hannah. She's called Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much for asking, Hannah. Hi. So, Hannah, you're going to play the end of the week quiz. Have you been listening to the show all week?
I have been listening all week, but I haven't listened to every single second. I'm not going to lie to you. All right. I'm well,
okay. Well, I mean, it could go either way then for you. I mean, it's there are clips, Hannah, I'll be honest, of things that have happened at some point. Maybe coincidentally they're things you did hear, but they could be things you did not hear. I mean, who knows? I mean, the tension in this room is, you know...
I mean, I'm stressed.
Yeah. What do you do, Hannah?
I work in a stationery shop.
A station? What, one that doesn't move?
Yeah, literally. Yep, touch the ground.
That's a little play-on-words joke there.
I got it.
Okay. What's your favourite item of stationery? This is just Hannah, so you know, this is radio banter now. If you've ever heard a radio quiz before, where a listener's on the phone, you have to sort of have a little chat to them and feign interest in them and their lives. So that's what we're doing now.
Well, my favourite item is a felt tip belt, which is a belt you get, and there's felt tips off it, and I genuinely own one.
A felt tip belt?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So it's a belt, and all the lids of felt tips are attached. And then you can, like, chop and change it, and you can just wear it on your wrist. Have your felt tips on your knees.
On your wrist?
Yeah. It's called a felt tip belt.
Okay. What's your second favourite item of stationery, Hannah?
Second favourite item of stationery, probably like a really nice fountain pen.
Right, good. I understand that one. Right, okay, so Hannah works in a stationery shop. She is a keen listener, Hannah. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Keen listener to the show, so she's going to have her brand loyalty tested. And there are three questions, Hannah, and they are A, B and C answers. I'll play you a clip of something that happened on the show. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. Here we go with today's end of the week brand loyalty testing quiz. Oh, I pressed the wrong button there. I'll do that again. All right, there we go. So, question number one. We'll begin on Monday, where we had some hot guest action in the shape of the comedian Ramesh Ranganathan, who was, of course, in to plug his DVD. I gave him some advice. So my advice, though, was going to be, you see, because everyone brings out the DVD at Christmas.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
could have jumped that trend.
Yeah.
And just gone, right, I'll just pick another random national holiday, which is a quieter time.
Like, what are you thinking, like Easter or something?
Well, probably Easter's better than Christmas for it, yeah. But, you know, like April Fool's Day or something.
Pancake
Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, but why did Ramesh Ranganathan, the comedian, reject the idea of releasing his DVD on Pancake Day? Hannah, was it A, because he's a vegan and finds pancakes morally corrupt? Is it B, he was wary because he didn't know what Shrove means? Or C, he admitted to being a Satanist and therefore doesn't recognise the notion of Pancake Day?
I mean, I'd like to say C, but I think that's quite offensive, so I'm going to go for A, because vegan's quite, like, trendy. And he's quite...
Okay, you want A, vegan? Let's find out.
Pancake Day, yeah.
No one brings out a comedy DVD at Pancake Day.
That's true, but I'm vegan, so sort of I find pancakes are morally corrupt. So yeah. I wouldn't sort of do that.
Yeah.
But I get what the idea's good.
Ah, you're absolutely right, Hannah.
Yay!
Right, here's question number two then. On Tuesday, there was a revelation about Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi.
His status as Bromley's biggest star. So you, as the new toast of Bromley.
Mm-hmm.
For this, have been usurped.
How so?
Well, listen to this. Well, okay. First of all, Bromley High Street. Does it have Christmas lights in it?
Oh, huge, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bromley goes big.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, no, not really. They're pretty poor. But yeah, Bromley does have Christmas lights on, yeah.
Are they on now? I mean, have they come on of an evening?
Yeah, I was there yesterday evening and saw them turned on. Yeah. Presumably they must have been testing them or something ahead of the big switch on.
Yes, here's the news. So they were turned on at the weekend by a celebrity.
Sorry?
By a celebrity. And the celebrity they asked to turn on Bromley's Christmas lights. Ah. You see, Cornelius Hannah was asked to host the... What was it?
Beckenham Fireworks. Yeah. 2016.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
because
yeah.
of his celebrity...
That's
I know, it's good, isn't it? But because of his celebrity status.
Mm.
And then, unfortunately, and he I'll be honest with you, he crowed about it. He was very excited about it, and he wouldn't shut up about it. But for the Christmas lights, I'm afraid he was usurped by another celebrity. But which celebrity? That's the question. Was it A, the celebrity toilet attendant assaulter, Cheryl Fernandez Bassini Cole Tweedy Thug? Was it B, Scott Mills, the elderly gentleman who presents on BBC Radio 1? Or was it C, professional diverse man, Lenny Henry?
Well, Cheryl Cole's having a baby, so probably no. And then Lenny Henry's, like, on the Travelodge stuff, but Scott Mills probably needs, like, a little bit of extra help, so it might be him.
You're going B, Scott Mills, the elderly gentleman?
I'm going B, Scott Mills. I'm not going to say elderly.
He is.
More mature.
He is, though. It's too old for anyone. It's ridiculous. Right, and here's the answer. And the celebrity they asked to turn on Bromley's Christmas lights. And this is as appalling for him as it is for you, to be honest. and just shows you what's happening to him. Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills. Scott Mills is the right answer. Very good, Hannah.
Thank you.
Two out of three. Ain't, as Meatloaf once said, bad. However, let's see how you do on the final question. Yesterday on the show was, of course, Thanksgiving, as it was elsewhere, like in America. We asked you, for, not you, Hannah, but generically, the listener, for facts about Thanksgiving. And here's one that we had already. It isn't as well known, but Canada also celebrates Thanksgiving. The reason it isn't as well known is that Canadians are not as loud and annoying as Americans are. So much. Each Thanksgiving, a typical family will sit around the table and discuss what they are thankful for. Examples include corn dogs not having been shot yet and Danny DeVito. Ah, but what was another fact that came in, Hannah? Was it A, the word Thanksgiving doesn't have a space in, as the American Constitution forbids it? Thanksgiving turkey, this is B, Thanksgiving turkeys are farmed in fake schools. When it comes to killing the turkeys, children are encouraged to enter the schools and massacre the turkeys. Or C, each year on Thanksgiving, it is traditional for the president of Turkey to pardon an American and spare the American from being butchered. Which is it?
Well, B is just morally wrong, so I think it has to be C, because that's quite nice. And like someone like Barack Obama would be quite good at like pardoning a turkey.
Pardoning an American, got it a bit wrong. But anyway, let's find out what the answer was.
Each year on Thanksgiving, it is tradition for the president of Turkey
She's
to
right.
pardon
got
an
it
American
right. Got it right.
And spare them from being butchered.
You've got it right, Hannah!
Yay! Yeah, I mean, slightly miscommunicated, but still right.
Yeah, but still correct, because really the answer is just a letter, and you picked the right one. So, now then, very quickly, because we've got to head straight towards the news, but Cornelius is just about to work out your score. Checking out the scores.
I had to do the data manually.
Oh.
But looking at it, the symbol that has shown up looks closest to a three out of three.
is that good?
No, it's not, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Hannah. Over my shoulder.
Hannah, sort of congratulations.
Well, I feel like I've let you down.
No, you haven't. Hannah, thank you. Regular listening and gets all of the answers right. I mean, he's done a no good, because most of the object of the quiz is really to prove that no one listens to this. But it doesn't matter. That is Hannah. She works in stationery. And that's the end of the week quiz. All right. Just time. Have we got time for a Some Request? We have. We're going to, you know, it's Friday. You know how Some Request Friday happens on a Friday. Your chance to request speeches and talks as dedications. We can't play music because we're a, you know, speech radio station. But anyway, Some Request Friday. Your dedications, very welcome. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word.
This is from Gary Andrews. Gary Andrews 77 on Twitter. Hi, Talk Radio. Hashtag Some Request Friday. To get my weekend properly fired up, please would you play for me the warm comedy rant of your presenter, George Galloway, when he had a right go at his producer. Of course we can, Gary. George Galloway on Talk Radio, pre-glitter hat, having a go at his producer. Here it is.
RT are reporting that there's an active shooter, like it is... someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
Mm. And the good news is that news he was trying to break turned out to be false. And that's the reason the newsreader does it. George. Anyway, there you go, George Galloway. Having a go at his producer for Gary on Some Request Friday. In the next bit of the programme, then, there will be the big debate, of course, just after 3 o'clock. Live music as we drag a busker in off the streets, because that's what we do, and force them to perform at microphone point. The news will be coming next. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Introducing the new Xbox One S, our ultimate games and 4K entertainment system, where you can play over 100 console and PC exclusives
including Gears of War 4 and Forza Horizon 3 on the fastest, most reliable console gaming network. Check out the latest deals at Game. Gears of War 4 rated PEGI 18. Offer ends December 2nd or while stocks last. Independent IHS market performance study versus PS Network on top 5 selling games June 2016.
Van Buster now on. Sharp Sam, just 83 pence per large bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only.
Who's next?
Sue and Eric.
Yeah, I suppose we better.
Ian and Shannon.
Ready to post.
Phil and... thingy?
Sent.
Simon and Gareth.
Ooh, are they still together?
Who's on your Christmas scratch card list? A £1 game store scratch card from the National Lottery could be the best card they'll get. Games rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Whether you're saving up for a new home or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000 should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It is as well. Just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Hello, Friday, of course. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, claims of football abuse cover-up. Serial killer will never leave prison. And could today be the last Black Friday?
Talk Radio.
The head of the Professional Footballers Association says he doesn't believe a paedophile ring targeting young players in the 1980s was covered up. That claim has been made by one of the latest players to reveal he was attacked by former Crewe youth coach and convicted paedophile Barry Bennell. Jason Dunford, who never became a pro, says he believes the scale of the cover-up could make Jimmy Savile look like a choir boy. But PFA chairman Gordon Taylor's told our sister station TalkSport 2 it's not something he believes happened.
People, with the benefit of hindsight, will say they must have known. I've actually got staff members who were at the clubs involved at the time and said no, they had no knowledge.
A serial killer has been told he'll die in prison for murdering four young men he met through gay dating apps. 41-year-old Stephen Port was also convicted of four rapes committed at his flat in London. Talk Radio's Alex Dibbles at the Old Bailey for sentencing.
He poisoned his victims with date rape drug GHB and then had sex with them while they were unconscious. After killing them, Port left three of their bodies at a nearby graveyard in Barking and tried to cover his tracks. The judge here described him as wicked and monstrous. There were cheers from a packed public gallery when Port received a whole life sentence.
Two former prime ministers say the British public should be given a vote on the deal the government negotiates to leave the EU. Tony Blair and John Major say there should be a referendum on whether people agree with the terms. A Labour peer has died after being knocked off his mobility scooter outside Parliament last week. Lord Blackburn, who was 87, was crossing a road in Westminster when he was hit by a van last Wednesday. And some experts claim this year could be the last for Black Friday bargains. It saw a record £2 billion would be spent by British shoppers today, with half of it online.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly fine and dry with some sunny spells, windy in the south with highs of 10 degrees. That's the end.
Good.
Just to clarify, because sometimes you don't realise.
No, it's only because I don't listen.
I know. Mm. You're so gleeful when you tell me that every day, but you don't, multiple times.
Do you listen to the rest of this show?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Well, it depends if I like what you're doing. So when you had Ramesh Ranganathan on, I listened.
That's just once, isn't it?
No, I listened when you had the Lady Book. Not the Lady Book. The Lady Bird Book for adults.
The Lady Book. Yeah. So what you're saying is you don't listen to like me or it. Just if there's a guest you're interested in.
Yeah. It's just how you feel about my bulletins, though, isn't it?
I like your bulletins.
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, you've never said anything which would back up that claim.
I like your bulletins. They're very well constructed. You have well-rounded bulletins, is what I'm saying.
I don't
believe
you.
Anyway, that's Victoria.
Why is that funny? Because you're lying through your teeth. You are. I can tell.
Anyway, that's Victoria with the news. And now, here's Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott.
With the pre-recorded sport live from an airport. But an airport where a ship unexpectedly arrives.
I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany faces 4 to 6 weeks out with the knee injury that he sustained last weekend against Crystal Palace. Meanwhile, City striker Sergio Aguero is about to tomorrow's trip to Burnley. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says he feels supported by the club's owners, despite sitting just a point above the Premier League's relegation zone. There has been speculation that his job's under threat because of the recent poor form. England cricket captain Alistair Cook says Josh Butler will return to the Test side for the first time in over a year tomorrow. He replaces Ben Duckett, who's been dropped for the third Test against India. Chris Wokes comes in for the injured Stuart Broad. Britain's Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has finished fastest in first practice at the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. He's also been fastest so far in second practice. Chris Wood, day two of the World Cup of Golf. That's the latest sports news, powered by Johnson.
That's Ben. It's not Ben. It's Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott with his. With the pre-recorded sport live from an airport where a ship unexpectedly arrives. You're listening to Talk Radio, God help us all, in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is time for the big debate. So many of the papers today carrying news of the so-called squeeze on pay. Now, an independent think tank was stopped by a lone protester in Tiananmen Square in China. And when investigators looked inside the think tank, they found evidence that people are earning fewer money in real terms than they did 10 years ago. This is on the front of a lot of the papers today. This, say experts, is set to continue. And naturally, the blame is being laid squarely at the door of Brexit. On the same day that European leaders say they are, quote, not bluffing over the strict terms they've outlined regularly regarding Britain leaving the EU. And also on the day that Tony Blair and John Major join forces to suggest a second referendum if the public don't like the way the government are handling the Brexit deal. Now, if you were listening carefully to me say all of that, you'll notice that at no point did I use the word garden. But that has not stopped Hoagie from calling in. He's dialed 03444444444. And he's on the phone now. Good afternoon, Hoagie.
Yeah, hi, John. First-time caller.
Yeah.
And listener.
Well, thanks for both of those things. Now, you didn't hear me say the word garden at all there, that you've called in to complain about that. Why?
Yeah, well, can I first just say it's great news coming out of Sweden that they're going to banning trials for the next 12 months. But as pertains to gardens, they are full of disease. If you go to Middle England, which is full of gardens, it's rife with bucolic. Do I need to say more?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's not beat about the bush here. Bees, we all know they're dying.
Yeah.
We know when they do go extinct, there won't be any more Labour governments because Guardian readers won't have any honey to pour over their sense of superiority every morning. And so they'll leave the country. So I think we should embrace the end of the garden and the Guardian.
Right, it's a point of view that many will be agreeing with, Hoagie, but Graham's on the other line because he's called in with an opposing point of view, which is sort of the point of this kind of thing. Graham, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. So you're listening to...
Hey!
Oh, God. He's one of them.
Gardens.
Hoagie there. You're listening to Hoagie. Now, he says it's the end of the road for Gardens, as far as he's concerned. Ditto Guardian readers. What do you make of this?
He sounds a bit of a depressive sort of person, doesn't he, really? I think Hoagie needs to go outside a little bit more, spend more time in his garden if he has one.
Do you have a garden?
Lucky enough to have
one. Are you saying garden or guarding? You sound quite common. I can't tell if you're just dropping the G.
It's open to interpretation.
Okay.
Now, Hoagie, he's raised a good point, though. Do you have a garden?
Do I have one?
Yes.
No, I just have... Well, I went out and I... Well, there's a kind of mud plain. Yeah. I've just gone out and salted the earth.
Right. Graham... So Hoagie's been outside and salted his own earth, right? Now, I'm presuming, and do correct me if I'm wrong, that being such a garden enthusiast, you have a garden.
You'd be correct to assume that, yes. Yeah. And my earth is ready salted.
Yeah. Do you... I just want to take you back here to a point that... You remember, Hoagie, when in the 80s, people like you would come on the radio and they would argue against gardens. And what happened there? It led to the gardeners' strikes, didn't it, in the 1980s. Now, this was gardeners armed with flowers, charging at the police.
After they were put on gardening leave.
Exactly, yeah. And that raises another good point. Of course, what leave would you go on?
Yeah, what would they do with you when you get sacked from your next job? If they don't have gardening leave. See, that's why I think it's a good thing. They won't be able to do that to you. They'll have to give you a proper payout, John. It'll be good for you.
Yeah, but hang on. But what leave would it be, is my point. If you get rid of gardens, what would the leave be? What are the hobby?
Maternity leave. You'll have to get up the duff.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, that's... So what you're... Let's just take this... Because you might be right. I mean, what you're suggesting is that people who are fired from their jobs or leave their jobs and can't go to another job yet because of a contractual obligation are made pregnant.
Yeah, somebody makes love to them or, you know, sodomizes them until we can sort the finer details out. It makes perfect sense. It's just common sense.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that people... And that's then a built-in nine-month... maternity leave.
Sabbatical kind of maternity,
For every... Okay, what do you make of this, Graham? Because this is interesting, isn't it? So gardening, we get rid of gardening leave, and instead, we all, men and women, have babies.
Yeah, are you going to argue against common sense?
No, I'm for this idea. Yes, I'm not sure where to go with that, but yes.
Okay, well, let me say this then. We know also that gardens are a symbol of the Virgin Mary.
You're right.
They're pushing a hegemonic Christian agenda, especially at Christmas when the trees seem to spout all these lights, and it's denigrating every other religion. But apart from that, it doesn't do any good. When you let a cat poo in your garden, you're letting them take a dump on the Holy Mother's chest, so stop
it,
okay?
No, that's not true. A cat's dump is a fantastic part of a garden. It is part of the... It's a perfect part of the ecosystem.
Are you happy?
I'm all for cats pooing in gardens.
Okay, are you happy?
On the Virgin Mary's chest. Sick.
Wait a minute. Let's just backtrack from this, right? Graham, you're happy to have a cat in your garden, right, for a start?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you draw the line at a cat? Or what other animals would you be happy to lay an excrement in your garden? Let's just be clear about it.
Did you list a few of them?
Yes. Gibbon?
Yes.
Rabbit?
Thank you, Gibbon.
Rabbit?
Yes.
Ocelot.
Perhaps. That's a type of cat, so yes.
Yeah.
You're missing out the one important one that's taking over gardens at the moment, which is wombles. Because like bear, they're attracted to certain female scents.
No. A womble isn't an animal.
That is true.
Womble
and they're entering women's gardens, and then they're devouring all the Poddington peas.
Let me ask you about this, and I think this is an interesting point, and it's one that is very controversial, so bear with me. Gardeners, Graham, and I'm putting this to you, because I know Hoagie will agree with me. Gardeners, what's so special about gardeners that they should get their own question time on Radio 4? Right? You don't find other hobbyists, or people with other jobs. You don't have a plumber's question time on Radio 4, do you? Or a miner's question time. You don't get... a Dimbleby or something, hosting Chiropodist's Question Time. Why the hell should gardeners get their own question time, paid for, let I add, by the licence fee, Graham?
Hear, hear.
May I answer your question? May I interject here? May I answer now?
Well, now is the answer gap.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, not only do we have our question time, we also have our own world, too. I think you're missing out on that.
Yeah,
I think you're more than entitled.
Yeah, what? No, well, it's hardly fair.
Absolutely not.
Exactly. It's, no, it's not.
Garden over here.
Well, look.
You know, you look.
Okay.
No, you look.
What are we looking
Whoa.
At?
What? Yeah. What? Yeah. I can't see anything. This is radio.
No, listen. You are a greedy, greedy Graham because you have said that you've got question time. You've got a gardener's question time paid for by the licence fee. No one else has got a question time apart from the programme Question Time. It's for everyone, right? But you also, as you rightly say, you've got a world. You've got a gardener's world. Huh? What else do you want? You've got the world. You've got a question time, Graham. You're sick.
I want my bloody garden as well.
He's making me
argument.
Sick.
All right.
You know what? He sounds like one of these people they love. Oh, we'll have a garden of remembrance, garden of peace, wishy-washy liberals, ironically, because they
what?
Don't bathe, peace.
That's disgusting.
Listen,
peace on us. They're forcing their peace down our throats. I'd like to hit him.
I want you to have a listen to this. This brings something else to the argument.
I'm not going to.
Hang up, then.
No, you've got to.
I won't.
I wish you would.
I refuse to listen, and I refuse to hang up.
Listen to
You're
this.
You're a horrible man. I want to stand with you on a mountain. I want to bathe with you in the sea. I want to lay like this forever until the sky falls down on me. Now, that's the noise of Savage Garden, right? And you, Graham, are well aware of the statistics. In fact, 70% of people in this country have been savaged at one time or other by a garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you make of that, Graham?
I think it's unfortunate this has happened.
Yes.
We do need proper garden training, I think. Yeah. People do need it to be shown how to use a trowel properly, a wheelbarrow.
It's not that. It's the garden.
You're talking nonsense. Let me talk some nonsense for a while.
You can just shut up.
Keep it civil. Hoagie, let's just take
okay.
Hoagie's point of view. Hoagie.
I'm going to try and help this guy out. He didn't seem to be able to form a cogent argument.
Yeah.
The only kind of garden that we should be advocating for is a Männer garden. That's what they have in Germany. It's like kindergarten for men. While their wives go out shopping, you can go and have a schwitz with other like-minded gentlemen. I know that's something you like, John.
Yes.
So let's have
in
more
Sweden,
of that,
in Sweden.
Do you want to have a schwitz with me, John?
No. In Sweden.
Liar.
In Sweden, of course, as you know, all of the gardens now, by law, this is law, have to have an octopus, right, in their garden. Yes, keep it in the shade. And it denotes it as a garden. And this, you mentioned about cats pooing in a garden and stuff, but in Sweden they have an octopus in a garden. It denotes it as a garden, so people know it's a garden, not, say, a toilet or a newspaper or a moth, right? And that's in Sweden. And people are happy with that. Every garden has its own octopus, Hoagie. And that's good for octopi, isn't it? Because it means that there are more of them.
They're all dead.
No, they're not.
Because there's no water.
No, octopi, as you know, are essential to the ecosystem. Like bees, they provide ink.
No. You're just talking nonsense now. You sound like one of these garden lobbyists that go around in Chelsea.
No, like you.
They put their own shows on, and they go around, and everyone's sick of it.
No.
John Major's working for them now.
No
one's talking about it, and so I've had to come on here with the lowest ratings out of any show, because none of the better ones would have me on, and I'm having to tell the truth.
Right. You're, I'm going to end this. This here, this debate, because just descended into personal insults, and that's not really good for any kind of debate. Graham, can you sum the debate up for me in one word, please?
Home base.
Thank you. And you, Hoagie?
Bucolic.
Thank you. You're a sod of the earth. It's 18 minutes past three. That's a gardening reference. And you're listening to The Big Debate. Do you have a point of view on whether or not we need gardens these days in post-Brexit Britain? Do we need gardens when we've got chorizo and hats? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's The Big Debate on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both? Half price for 12 months.
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky, believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
If you're thinking of selling your car, here's a list of things you'll probably want to avoid. Paying to advertise it. Taking loads of calls from interested people who have no intention of buying your car. Waiting in for strangers to turn up and look at your car. Waiting in for strangers to not turn up and look at your car. Listening to someone tell you how they saw a better one earlier on. Had enough? Sell your car without any hassle. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, through Bristol, the M49 northbound is completely blocked at the moment due to an accident just between the M5 at junction 18A and the M4 at junction 22. That's affecting traffic coming from the M5 heading towards South Wales. You'll also find in Leicestershire on the M1 northbound, we've got one lane blocked off due to an accident between junctions 24A and 25. Through Warwickshire, the M6 southbound, two lanes closed due to an accident just between junctions 3A and Corley services. I'm Poonam Verma.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer.
Woohoo!
Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and two free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite!
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20-some minutes past another time, and live music on the way very shortly indeed, as we have been out onto the streets and we have dragged a busker in from them, who will be forced to perform for us live at microphone point. Just ahead of that, though, some of your reactions.
John, I'm a gardener in Nuneaton, and I actually know your mother. She's recently let her front garden get out of control, but I still managed to negotiate it, has come in from Ian Uendo. And Ian sent another. So he said, John, no one's mentioned Bush yet. Surely there's a joke in that.
Thank you very much indeed. John, I heard you play a clip of Savage Garden there as well, and you're absolutely right. The figures are shocking, the amount of people who are savaged by gardens every year. Personally, when it happened to me, I fought the lawn, and the lawn won. 24 minutes past 3 o'clock now, and very shortly, a man called Cornelius will be in a lit... Go away.
Now?
Yes. Cornelius has got to go to the lift for reasons. The reasons that he's got to go to the lift are he's got a handful of haters, texts and tweets that we've received over the preceding week. We don't report the miscreants to the authorities. We don't... We don't ignore them. No, we give them to Cornelius. Con. And he reads them out live from the lift as it travels downward through the building. And that's where he's gone now. We'll, once he's in there, we'll talk to him live before he does in the feature we call Condescending. Of course, there's a small matter of some request Friday. You know by now that you can request speeches and talks. Not music, because we're not a music radio station, but speeches and talks can be requested as dedications and so on and so forth. So here we go. Dear Afternoon Squad. Is this come in? 87222. I am from the year 2034. I've been sent back in time to deliver a very important message. That message is, destroy Julia before she gets too powerful. That's my message. You'll be happy to know that in 2034 you still do some Request Friday. So please could you play me the TED Talks by Shaolan Sai on Chinese zodiac signs while I am in the time zone. Of course we can. That's what we're here for. That's what some Request Friday is all about. Classic speech, anthems, banging Friday talks. So here we are. Especially for you from the future, this is a TED Talk by Shaolin Sai on the Chinese zodiac signs.
Chinese believe certain animals get on well than the others. So parents, they choose specific years to give birth to the babies because they believe the team effort by the right combination of animals can give prosperity to the families. We even refer into the zodiac when enter into romantic relations. I'm a pig. I should have perfect romance with tigers, goats, and rabbits. Chinese people believe some animals are natural enemies. As a pig, I need to be careful with a snake. We believe some animals are luckier than the others, such as the dragon. Unlike the Western tradition, Chinese dragon is a symbol for power, strength, and wealth. It's everyone's dream to have a dragon baby. Jack Ma's parents must have been very proud, and they are not the only one. In 2012, the year of the dragon, the birth rate in China, Hong Kong and Taiwan increased by 5%.
There we go. That's especially for some Request Friday. We have to play speeches and talks. We're not allowed to do music. It's sort of a licensing issue. That was Shaolin Sai on the Chinese zodiac signs playing that there's no name on it actually, but for whoever it was from the future, year 2034, the message they've come back with is destroy Julia Hartley Brewer before she gets too powerful. If you have a speech or talk that you'd like to hear on the radio as part of some Request Friday, get in touch, 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Starting message with a speech request.
And the only reason that you can hear Cass speak there in the usual place where Cornelius's voice lives is because he's in a lift somewhere in this building, clutching the haters' tweets and texts. And why? Why, Taylor? Why? That's right. They are going to hate, and they hate in this direction. But rather than chuck their texts and tweets in the bin, we embrace it. If you hate the show or me personally, you can get in touch. And maybe you could find your way into Condescending, where Con goes downwards in a lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. And he should be on the line now. Cornelius, you're in a lift. Can you hear me from the lift? Cornelius.
Yes. Hello, John. Hi, here then. I am outside the lift. I'm going to walk in now.
All right.
Now, on the radio, it was Talk Sport, but that was boring. So I've changed it to this. The Western Desert
lives and breathes.
Midnight Oil. Yeah.
You're listening to Midnight Oil with Beds Are Burning on The Arrow, the all-rock radio station. Right, buttons pressed, let's begin. This is from someone called Sean who says, the reason at John Holmes 1 is only a half-decent broadcaster is because he's only half a man. This was a text. If John Holmes were as good as he says he was, he wouldn't need a team of idiots propping him up, just like that fat one who used to be on Radio 1. I'm looking forward to John's stand-in when he goes off for banto season has come in from Terry. In our house, the hours between 1 and 4 on Talk Radio are known as quick. Turn it off before the idiot show starts. That's from Pete. Pete Abbott's here. Pete, get in the lift.
Abbott.
How are you, Pete?
I'm very well, thank you for asking.
Cool. It's nice to see you live and not pre-recorded. Can you read out one of these in your best sports voice?
Not without my spectacles.
Okay, I'll read one out. You get the glasses on. We're going down, by the way. I know it's opposite of your direction. This is coming from Paul, who says, the At John Holmes Show is a great example I give to my students on how easily radio can sound terrible. I have even written an exam on it. Thanks for making my job easier. Go on, Pete, take this one.
My favourite parts of the John Holmes Show are when he plays music, says and when the adverts come on.
Thank you. I'm sure I would enjoy the John Holmes Show more if I were 13 and thought misogyny and jokes about incest were funny. Having listened to At John Holmes for a few months ago, I thought I would give it another try. It is still the equivalent of listening to my wife moan about not doing the dishes. An endless drone of annoyance. Sort it out. John, from me and Pete, it's back to you.
Thank you. Cornelius there, live in the live, because the haters, they're going to hate. If you'd like to be included in the roll call of abuse, then simply abuse us on Twitter in the time-honoured tradition of the troll and the hater. Here we are, at Talk Radio.
Sight a message with her.
Yeah. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then add some hate onto it. Or you can personally attack me on Twitter, which is at JohnHolmes1. In the next half an hour then, live music. We have dragged a busker in from the streets. She was supposed to be here last week, but Cass, well done Cass.
It's all right, she's here now.
Gave her the wrong postcode. Only a week late then, thanks to Cass.
It was a typo. It was one number.
Ineptitude. It's coming in the next half an hour. And we'll talk to Kate Lawler as we live simulcast with Virgin Radio. There's a reason for it. I'll make that clear as we get there. 3:30, here's Chloe pressing the button for the news jingle.
Talk Radio.
And here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Cheshire Police say detectives investigating child sexual abuse linked to football have received allegations against more than one person. The NSPCC has passed the details on after setting up a dedicated hotline for players who've survived attacks. Meanwhile, Hampshire Police have just said that detectives are also investigating allegations. We'll bring you more on this here as we get it. Serial killer Stephen Port will spend the rest of his life behind bars for murdering four men he met on gay dating sites. His victims' families cheered and clapped as the judge said the 41-year-old would die in prison. One of those killed was Jack Taylor, who was 25. His sister Donna spoke briefly outside the Old Bailey.
We finally have justice for our Jack and the other boys. That sick, twisted scumbag will never be able to hurt or destroy anyone else's family or life. Our Jack can finally rest in peace. We will always be completely heartbroken as a family.
17 police officers are being investigated over potential failings in the case. A judge has ruled a man charged over the killing of 9 black worshippers at a South Carolina church in June last year is competent to stand trial. Jurors will be picked for 22-year-old Dylan Roof's hearing on Monday. A nurse has avoided being struck off for concealing medic Pauline Kafke's raised temperature before she tested positive for Ebola. Donna Wood has been suspended for 2 months. And retailers say they're extremely busy as we go on a £2 billion Black Friday spending spree. Half of the sales are expected to be made online. The weather winds are easing in the south tonight. There's a risk of freezing fog across northern areas. Chilly with lows of -1. Tomorrow will be largely dry with some patchy rain in the far north. Cloudy than today. Cold with highs of just 8. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There will be live music coming up very shortly indeed for Dorothea. Who should have been here last week but was trapped on a bus thanks to the ineptitude of Cass. We'll explain all next as we have live music, because it's live music Friday, because we've dragged her in off the street and she busks and she plays music and she's a musician. So all of that coming next on Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, yes, and it's coming up to 25 to thing. Now, ahead of a chat to Kate Lawler, who is live on Virgin Radio at this very moment, and the reason we're going to be talking to her is because from here, I have to run downstairs at 4 o'clock when we finish into Virgin Radio Studios, they're our sister station, and be on Virgin Radio for 3 hours. That's right. I know. Presenting, I'm sitting in for Matt Richardson here because he's off, frankly, and have been doing so all week. So that's what's going to be happening from 4 o'clock, if you'd like to join me over there. It'll be exactly the same that's happened here, only with, you know, some Twin Atlantic squashed in the gaps. However, speaking of music, live music on a Friday, what we do is we go outside, we drag in a busker from the streets and force them at microphone point to perform for us. And we're going to be doing exactly that now with Dorothea.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
And you were supposed to be here last week.
Yes.
And what happened? Remind us.
I got terribly lost along the way.
But whose fault was it?
Well, it was partly mine.
No. We won't hear of that. It was Cass, wasn't it?
Partly.
Yeah. So Cass ended up sending the wrong postcode. It was a typo to Dorothea. And if you were listening at this time last week, you know we spoke to Dorothea on a bus.
Yes.
Where you were sort of trapped in the wrong part of London. But you made it here this week, and that's the important thing.
Yes.
So we're going to... the way this is going to work, we'll just have a little bit of a chat about you and your performing partner here. Hello.
Hello.
Remind us of your name.
I'm Lorenzo.
That's right. Have you brought your oil?
What should I have brought?
Don't matter. Niche reference there to film and book. Right, so now Lorenzo's on guitar and Dorothea is not... You are vocals.
Yes.
Yeah. So before we hear your first song, so we can do a couple, I know. So where did we find you? Where do you sort of perform?
Well, I usually perform by the river.
Yep.
But at the moment I'm performing in Trafalgar Square.
Okay, yeah.
So by the gallery.
Yeah. Is that a good spot?
Quite good, yes. Many, many great buskers around.
Yeah.
So a long queue, but in general it's great.
Yeah. And where are you from originally?
Lithuania.
Lithuania?
Yeah. Tiny country.
Yeah. Is there a big busking scene in Lithuania?
No, not at all.
Really? So that's why you had to come and do it here?
Perhaps.
I thought sort of busking and performing outside was sort of a global thing where people did it in all countries, but not so much there. Why not?
You'd think so. I think it's just because there aren't enough people to, you know, donate money. Not enough good people.
Wow. Are you calling your homeland tight? Is what you're doing? Just sort of suggesting they won't give you any money?
No, I'm just saying that in every population there's a percentage of people who are willing to, you know, give.
Yeah.
And depending on the size of the population, that amount grows bigger in
sure.
more populated countries.
All right. Well, look, you're very welcome. I'm glad you're here now, a week late. So what are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear an original.
Okay, so this have you written this?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, what's it called?
Because I Can.
Because you can,
yes.
And so you should. So do you have a perform? Is it, what's your performing name? Just.
So, yes, this is how we perform. So sometimes yeah. I perform alone,
yeah.
And sometimes I perform with Lorenzo, because we actually have a band named Dent.
Dent?
Yes,
good.
Dent. Like a dent in the surface, not like dentures or something.
Yeah, good fun. Thanks for clarifying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, here we go then. Live music on a Friday in the studio. Here we go.
Sorry.
Music for you there on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. That is what we do. Dorothea, Lorenzo, stay with us because I know you're going to do some more for us. Excellent stuff. Next, traffic and travel. Then we'll talk to Kate Lawler live, if it works, technically, and simulcasting with our sister station Virgin. You're listening to Talk Radio on a Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
at Argos, Black Friday is here. Get jaw-dropping deals on tablets, laptops, toys and more, including a 7-inch Fire tablet from just $29.99. Hurry, ends Wednesday. Go Argos. Subject to availability while stocks last.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, through the West Midlands on the M42, we do have one lane blocked and queuing traffic. It's due to a broken down vehicle. That's on the M42 southbound between Junction 6 and Junction 5, causing delays back to Junction 7. Through Warwickshire on the M6 southbound, we've got two lanes blocked off. It's due to an accident between Junctions 3A and Corley Services at the moment. You'll also find on the M1 northbound through Leicestershire, it's very slow due to an earlier accident, and that's between Junctions 24A and Junction 25.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Now, we have to go to head of more live music from Dorotea Lorenzo in here, who we've dragged in off the street to perform live for us in basically what is a live music session. We have to go live to Kate Lawler, who is on Virgin Radio right now. Hello, Kate Lawler.
Oh, there you are.
Here we are. Sorry. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. You're late.
Well, yes. I mean, you were late. Yes, you were late yesterday, so I thought I'd be late today.
You're getting me back.
Anyway, look, how's life down in Virgin where I've got to be in 10 minutes?
It's good. It's very good. I'm happy that it's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Have you had a big look at what you're doing at the weekend? Texting.
The weekend? Yeah. I'm going to Monkey World in Dorset, mate.
Are you?
Yeah, well excited.
Good.
And I've got you a mince pie.
Right.
I've got you a mince pie. It's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that what happens on a Friday?
Yes, it is. Down here at Virgin Radio.
It's the party station.
Yeah, man.
All right.
You're all about the old speckled hen. Where about the mince pies?
That's right.
So we're gonna play a game this afternoon, John.
Are we?
Yeah, it's called People Google the Funniest Things.
Okay.
I've realised that people do Google all kinds of questions.
I just Google filthy stuff.
So I've heard.
Right.
This is simply a guessing game, John. I've typed three random questions into Google earlier on. I'm going to tell you three of the questions it prompted me to ask. Two of these are genuinely in the top five questions asked on Google. One of them I've made up.
Right.
You just have to guess which one I made up.
Okay, fine.
All right. I put into Google, cue John's producer Googling this so he can cheat. How many elephants does it take? The options are, how many elephants does it take to make a piano? How many elephants does it take to change a light bulb? How many elephants does it take to get to the moon? Two of those are genuine top five questions.
Right. Was it light bulb, piano?
Make a piano, get to the moon.
Moon. I'm going to say a piano. You made piano up.
No, I didn't.
Oh!
That's genuinely in the top five.
How many elephants does it take to make a piano?
I don't know. I didn't bother getting the answer.
That's ridiculous.
Just ask the question.
All right, fine.
The next one is, if I jump. The options are, if I jump from the table to the floor, if I jump, who will catch me?
Yeah.
If I jump, will the earth move? Which one did I make up?
Earth move.
Nope, that's a genuine question. Oh. Top five. You're rubbish at this. Last one is, why is my... The options are, why is my poop black? Why is my internet slow? Or why is my cat not eating?
Cat.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Yay!
Somebody genuinely asked, why is my poop black?
Did you get the answer to that?
Yeah, and I'm not going to reveal
it.
What's happening after four, do you know?
I'll come down there from up here where I am on Talk Radio right now, and then I'll play some music and talk in the gaps.
Lovely, I'll see you at 4 o'clock.
Lovely, Kate Lawler.
Bye,
there.
John.
Bye. There you go. Kate Lawler on Virgin as we simulcast. What's she playing there? Fade that back up again.
And he's got music from Bruno Mars, Sarah Walk, Rudimental and Honey Blood. I'm back on Monday at 1 p.m.
Great.
I'm going to leave you with my former record of the week from Coldplay. This is Everglow. Have a top weekend, whatever you're up to. I'll catch you next week.
Have a top weekend, whatever you're up to, Kate Lawler. She's finishing. Do you hear that? Catch you next week. It's 10 to 4. She's got 10 minutes left. That was the last thing she did. Lazy Lawler. I know why her poop's black. Anyway, I've heard the rumour. Anyway, you have as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so live music, never mind Coldplay, record of the week, recorded music. We are all about live music here on a Friday afternoon, and Dorothea and Lorenzo are with us. We've dragged them in from the streets, Trafalgar Square is where they were performing, and we're going to hear another track from you.
Yes.
What are we going to hear?
Skinny Love.
Let's do it. Live music on Talk Radio.
Oh,
Excellent stuff. Live music. We love a live music on a Friday. We go outside. We find performers, musicians, buskers that we like the sound of, and we drag them in here, thereby losing the money. Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
So where would we find you if people listening to that want to go, well, I want to hear more of that. So what's your...
You can find us on To Be Dent.
To Be Dent.
Yes, To Be Dent. To Be or Not To Be Dent.
Gotcha.
On Facebook.
Yep.
So far, that's the only place you can find us. Well, or, of course, going to Trafalgar Square or by the Tate.
So when are you next in Trafalgar Square?
I think tomorrow.
There you go.
That's quite soon.
Yeah, good.
Are you next to the Yoda, the floating Yodas?
There is a floating Yoda.
Yes, they're great.
There's
they're
like
all
seven floating Yodas.
There are three. And there's Batman today. I was there today, and there was Batman today.
Floating Batman or just Batman?
No, just Batman.
It's just really weird, isn't it? People, I mean, you have a... Look at what you do, right? You have a talent, you perform, you write, you sing. Someone just gets dressed as Batman and stands there and expects the public
Someone
coin.
Had 15 quid spare.
Lazy, lazy, lazy Batman.
I'd say he's hardworking.
Why?
Imagine having to stand there all day.
Yeah, but it's not like just standing there just as Batman. I'm bigging you up here, Dorothea.
Thank you, thank you. You're right, I just feel the need to defend him.
Defend the street performers.
Yeah.
Listen, it's great to have you. I'm glad you got here, because I know last week Cass messed it right up by giving you the wrong postcode. So I'm glad it all worked out as well. Lorenzo, last week, were you with Dorothea as well on the bus? Or
no, actually, last week I was in Italy. Yeah. I'd gone back to visit parents, family.
Cass gave her an Italian address.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to be in Italy.
Yeah, she gave
That's
me...
exactly what happened.
Yeah. Look, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Right, so we're all just about done. We have to chuck Lorenzo out of his seat to fit in the form of the award-winning radio presenter and, I'm going to say, inventor of horrible jingles.
I haven't made one up for you this week.
Oh, thank God. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Hello, dear.
Hi, you.
So outside,
yep.
It's Black Friday.
Yes.
But every Friday on Talk Radio...
It's Brown Friday.
It's Brown Friday.
I know what you've done there.
Yes! It took me hours, that one.
Actually quite racist, but fine. Good. So what's coming up on yours?
Well, I'm quite excited. I'm very excited. The vicar and the imam from the Amazon ad, What Made Everyone Cry.
Yes.
The bromance.
Yes.
We've got them on the show.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're a real vicar and a real imam.
Oh.
Which is quite
Is everyone going to cry?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can have a little bit of interfaith chat
That's
with them
nice.
Later on. We're also talking to Sir Tony Robinson. I'd forgotten he was a sir.
He is a sir.
About illegal metal detectoring. I believe is the phrase.
Really? So that's a... I mean, you, I know
that's
people go...
That's a thing.
So you have to have a licence to metal detect, do you?
You don't have to have a licence, but you have to have... it has to be trust land and you have to have
you
permission.
You can't do it on private land.
Yeah, no, private land, that kind of thing. So we're going to be talking to him about that. We are going to be talking about Black Friday as well, because it seems to have happened more online than in real
yes,
life.
Yes, I'm disappointed by that, because I like the fights between pensioners trying to get a kettle.
Yes.
And I missed that this year.
Specifically.
But that's the state of our care homes, whereas we'll be talking about retail sales.
Yeah.
And we are...
I think it's racist of shops, you know, because if you think about it, right, we've had Black History Month.
Yeah.
We've had a black season on the BBC.
Yeah.
And all the shops come out, it's just one Friday.
Yeah.
And I think that is racist of shops.
Out of all the days, all the Fridays that you could have.
Yeah.
Tokenism.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. We've also got music review today because it's a Friday, and we will be talking about the football sex abuse claims at the top of the show as well.
Okie dokie. There you go. Yasmin Khan with you from 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday from 1. I'm now walking downstairs to go and play some music on Virgin Radio.
Bye.
Bye. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.